are you? Whew. Well, today is Friday. That's right. Me and Daniel Kino, we had a fun show. You know what I was thinking about? And I wanted to get an honest pulse, because I don't really know where the listeners are. I was thinking about doing a show at the Meltdown, like a podcast at night, and it'll be different. I promise you, it'll be something really different. Maybe it'll be a podcast and then turn into a silly dance party. Everyone will, I don't know, but whatever it'll be different. But maybe just tweet at me. Might be the easiest way. Something real easy so I can, like, start figuring it out. Just like, would love an LA podcast. That's it. Something really quick. So if I get the tweet, I can read it. If you don't tweet, maybe do it in an email. Like, would love an LA podcast. That's it. Oh, I sound like I'm very bossy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I feel, me and Daniel, we're like, I guess you could say two brothers, but I just think you should know that maybe I'm overly setting it up, but sometimes I feel like afterwards, I get podcast hangover, like, I'm Daniel, what? Like, you would talk to a little brother, but I think everybody knows that I have an amazing amount of respect for Daniel, and I, love when he's on the podcast. And I wouldn't want anyone ever to confuse when I'm like one of those moments where I go, Daniel. It's just because we are that close. So there you go. Enjoy the show. It was chaotic. And next week, Andy Dick. That should be fun. All righty, everybody. Oh, I'm going to join the Boy Scouts now. Oh, we're going to talk about that next week. Oh, you better believe it. You better fucking believe it. I'll talk to you later. Bye. You're great. You are just great. You need to believe it. Right? Tired of the shit. You're just great. You're special. I'm laughing because I always laugh at the overly, like, you're fucking special. You hear me? God damn it. Now go out there and fucking live it. All right. Bye. Katie, rolling that jingle. You know, you're so good at that. You see how good she is at that? Watch this. Katie, play it now.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Okay, here we go. Hold on. There's my notes. Where's my other notes? My music notes.
Oh, there it is.
Chris, why is Chris Burden wearing a leash now? What happened since I've been gone?
He's in a relationship.
Oh.
Chris is, you know, for my money...
For your money?
For my money. No one's funnier than Chris Burden. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's true.
No, I think you're hilarious.
Okay. All right.
Do you want a hug?
What's this? Is this the cold opening to the cold opening?
Okay.
We're going to rip through this opening stuff. Let's just start. Hi.
I mean, don't you have a jingle that rolls out anymore?
Well, you know what? We should, but...
Are you guys doing it in post now?
No, play it.
Okay.
Let's play the opening. Do you have that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, let's go old school, motherfucker.
Oh, have you not been doing that?
Sometimes.
Fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again.
Sarah Silverman, of course. Jimmy Kimmel, of course. It's a very popular show, people. Let's show a little respect.
Man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Comedy Central presents Todd Glass.
Todd Glass. Ryan Regan. Again, if you don't want me to do the podcast, just, I don't know, let me know that.
Yes.
Do you want me to beg?
Hello?
Todd, it's Marin. Mark, I'm the guy who can't come on the Todd Glass Show. What do I fucking need to do?
His very funny podcast, The Todd Glass Show, can be found at Nerdist.com. Please welcome Todd
Jay Leno.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's us.
Yes.
Yes. Motors.
Daniel is back.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Oh. It's exciting today.
Let's take it nice and easy.
A little gentler.
It's gonna
be softer.
So easy for us to fall.
A little softer.
In love.
Folks. We're back.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Baby,
we're gonna take it nice and easy.
Hurry.
Oh, like the song.
Relax and don't you worry.
Seriously. Fade it out.
You're gonna fall.
You know there's a famous story behind that song?
Is there really?
Yeah, he only did one take and he refused to do another one.
Is that true?
No.
Oh.
He said, I got to get out of here.
He goes, do another one. He goes, I got to go. That's good. You know, you're back and you're hot right off the press.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Okay, so here's what's going on. Cody, what is your last name?
Woods.
Cody Woods. When I was in San Jose, Cody was the comedian working with me.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer is here. That's his girlfriend. Katie is here, and then Kevin is here. Kevin wrote us some emails over the year. I can't say, well, years.
Uh-huh.
And so we have we have some good energy in the room today. Chris is here. Katie's here. Daniel Kino's here. So, I mean, we have stuff. I didn't get a professional song written for you, but I sang one.
Buddy, that's even better.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
I did. I
you
got
know
here
huge
early
fan
today.
I am of your singing.
All right. You know how I say? Really?
What?
Because I will sing today. Do you want me to?
Of course I do.
That reminds me of my kid, when my littlest one, Evan, and he's the cutest one. He woke up this morning.
Chris, what's he talking about?
So adorable.
I don't think he does either.
Let's do that bit better. We can do that bit better. Remember with Eric how we go, what's he talking about kids for? There's no background noise. Background. What is he talking about? Let's try it again. So anyway, my littlest son, Evan, this morning, I was making breakfast.
Wait,
and he's so
what's
adorable.
He talking about? Wait, kids?
Let me find
Katie,
my
what,
notes
Katie,
over
what,
here.
Why is he talking about having kids?
I
don't understand.
I have no idea. He's never mentioned.
Have you guys
them
been
before
letting him just get away with whatever he wants to say? No one calls him on it anymore?
Anywho, so let's get back to the show. I need
so
to
you were telling us about your beautiful children.
Let's, my smallest one, Cody. He's
how old
funny.
Is he?
Cody is 3.
Uh-huh.
And Evan is going to be 4.
It's going to be 4. How old is he now?
1. He's going to be 4. Everyone's going to be 4
eventually
when
yes
they're 1. All right, this is the worst show in the world. No, it's not. Hey, why did you agree? All right, we're going to rip through this. I'm going to rip through all this stuff because I want to have a silly show today. I'm sweating. I am sweating. By the way, if you're somebody listening to the show for the first time, I should record something like this and put it on the opening of the show. It's first of all, it's not like I want to beg people to listen to the show, but I know what it's like. This, it's not for me I'm doing this. But I know somebody says, hey, listen to the show, you'll like it. But then the person listens to it, and you got to give it, I would say, 3 times. 3 shows. Mm-hmm. So don't
the show's call, like black licorice.
Don't. It's the worst analogy in the world.
You have to, like, just blow through it.
No, if this show was like black licorice, it mean when there was nothing else, you would enjoy it. No, I like black licorice, actually.
Yeah,
I,
but the first couple of times, you hated it.
I did, you're
and then
right.
Eventually, it grows.
It's
on
like
you
meatloaf. I used to think when my mom made meatloaf, you know what I used to think?
Uh-huh.
I know you cheated. That's not a real dinner.
Why? Why is that?
I was wrong, but that's what I thought.
Yeah.
She used to make hamburgers, call them baby meatloafs. I'm like, we're not stupid.
Yeah. Your mom's lazy. Wait, is that what that story is about?
No, not necessarily. Hey, by the way, okay, so hold on. Let's do this. Dr. Phil never won a humanitarian award a year, did he? Let's look that. Not Dr. Phil, Phil Donahue.
Phil Donahue.
Singing about that the other day.
Who gives that out even? I don't even know.
I'm going to start giving them out. I think if I gave them one, it means more. All right.
You should give out awards.
Okay, hold on. Just one. Okay, yes, we're going to hit this. Everything now, I want to 12 minutes to knock all this shit out of the way. What I call the serious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. 12
okay
minutes.
Chris, time him.
I'm so anxious. Can you read this? Hold on, I want to make sure you read the right thing. I just like it. I'm once again going to hit the using the retarded as an adjective thing. That's right, I'm not done. People are like, Jesus Christ. I like the way this person, Andrew, said it. Where did he say it? Oh, here. Here's what he said. Right here. Read that. Read it into the mic. Yeah.
Just wanted to give a big shout out to all the super cool, courageous men and women who still call things retarded. Keep fighting that fight. Any ridicule you face will be worth it, I promise, because history will probably remember you as brave and principled warriors for free speech. Anyway, just wanted to send those thoughts your way.
That's good. He's right. I mean, that now those people get ridiculed. But I'm telling you, let 10 years pass by, and they're going to go, I fought the fucking fight. There you go. Somebody wrote, you know what? No, let's get it. Let's come on here. It's ridiculous. Somebody, remember how I said I don't like to read nice emails on, you know, because it's self-fulfilling.
Yeah.
But I get them and I appreciate them and I have no problem saying that. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to read this one because the truth of the matter is it made me feel really good. Mm-hmm. It did. You read it and you're like, you know what? I'm going to go out. I'm going to say it. It warmed me. It really warmed me. But I don't mind reading it because I like the way they said it because it is everybody. I mean, granted, I'm the flagship on the show.
You are the show. You're the namesake.
But it said to everybody on the Todd Glass team, you are my Mr. Rogers. Thank you for everything. You make me breathe easier. From
a fan from Switzerland, Johan.
Joanne?
Johan.
Really?
Johan.
What's that with a J?
J-O-H-A-N-N would be Johan.
Really?
I didn't know that. Let me see that.
Hold on. Let's not ruin the beautiful thing that they said.
Like Johan, right?
Could be Johan.
Well, either way, you know, that was very nice. You are my Mr. Rogers. You know what? That's very nice. That is very nice that they wrote that.
Let's take it nice and easy.
I like it. I mean, the funny thing about
what do you mean you didn't get it? I got to go. I'm not doing it again.
Yeah. I'm not doing it again. But you, nope, the song but is. Jingle Joe, we're like this show. You know, we changed the name of the show because no one can complain now. Uh-huh. Speaking of Mr. Rogers, we changed the name of the show. Yeah. No one can complain anymore.
It's a karaoke festival, a karaoke festival with Todd Glass.
It's a karaoke festival. It's the name of the show.
It's the new name of the show?
Yes.
It's a festival day with karaoke, a festival day for listening to Todd Glass. Listen to Todd Glass. I have always wanted to go to a festival with Todd. Always wanted to hear karaoke song by Todd. So let's make the most of this sing-along show.
That's what the name of it is.
It has a new name now, I think you should know. Karaoke, karaoke, karaoke festival. Karaoke, karaoke, karaoke festival.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Joe. I love it. Is everyone okay here tonight?
Yeah.
Great. Yes.
Tonight, you know what? I took this thing back out of the trash.
Mm-hmm.
I took it back out of the trash because, you know what? Yes, I said I have 12 minutes. I can do whatever I want. Rob sends this, and he went, and by the way, I don't even know if I use this word. He said, is using the term cocksucker the same as you using the word cocksucker, the same as me using the word retarded? Not trying to be rude. And I believe him.
Mm-hmm.
It's someone that's searching. I believe when somebody writes that, they're not trying to be rude. Mm-hmm. To George Carlin. But it's still, to me, is like, really? Aren't you exhausted? You're not supposed to go. First of all, I don't use that term. But if I did, you're not supposed to go through my vocabulary to find my weakest moment to rationalize yours. I don't mind if somebody went, hey, Todd, what about this word? Don't, like we said, it. Don't make my worst moment your best. Don't search through all the stuff I've said to go, remember the time you did this? Like, to what? To teach me and make me a better person and I'll stop using it? Or so you can rationalize what you do?
Well, the shorter answer is no, it's not the same.
No.
Because you're making fun, you're using an adjective that is a choice of someone. So you, however else you want to use it, that is a choice people make, to suck someone's dick. People don't choose to be retarded.
Right.
So it's as simple as that. You can say cocksucker, and it's hilarious because men do that, women do that, everybody
does. You know,
if
enough people ask me to stop saying that, if the Cocksuckers Association of America, the Cocksuckers Association of America.
If you get a call from the Cocksuckers Association of America, give them my email. I'll deal with them.
Thank you.
Let's take it nice and easy.
I said it right. It's like, don't go sifting through. By the way, people have pointed
stuff
out.
That's not even a mistake you're making.
Well, what I mean is, even if it was, this person, by the way, I do not want to throw this person under the bus. If they perceive, like, isn't that, like, I picture shoulders up a little, like, just questioning, like, isn't that the same? Even if it was, then I'll stop doing it. But it's not. Okay, done. All right, we're almost done. That's that. Oh, we're doing good. I can't wait. You are my Mr. Rogers. Notice I don't read them that often, but once I do, I read them.
Let's take it nice and easy.
All right. Okay, all that's out of the way. How long was that?
That was like not even 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That was 4 minutes.
That was four. You know what? It's just a few little things I like to get off my head, you know? So now we're going to go to, by the way,
You want to talk about last night?
Yes, yes. I'm going to get comfortable here. Daniel, welcome back, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, seriously. It's good. By the way, hold on. Stop. I'm in a great mood.
Uh-huh.
I'm really in a great mood. And I'm going to say one more thing about some of the emails I got this week. Whenever anybody says that, like, it provides them a silly outlet, that means so much to me because I get it. And those emails I absolutely read. That's a lot of them. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to take that time. It's going to be a fun show. You haven't been here in a while. I feel like we have a good energy. You know, what are you going to do? Kevin's here. What fucking more do you want?
What's up, Kevin?
Where'd you move here from, Kevin?
New Jersey.
Oh, I saw the 609 area code. Where'd you live in Jersey? Loud. Nice and loud.
Hightstown.
Hey, how about removing your lip ring and show a little respect? I'm just kidding. Come on, Kevin. You're a fan of the show. Everything I say is hilarious.
He's got a lip ring. You got a sleeve tattoo. You guys should go hang out.
Hold on. What did you say?
I was trying to play along.
You were playing along. You were great. Everything you do. No, you leave. Yes, there you go. Cody, you're okay over there? Jennifer and Katie, you're all right? Your boyfriend got rid of his, what did he have, E. coli?
He had E. coli.
God bless.
What?
Yeah.
You know how he got it?
2 weeks ago.
Eating bad E. coli. Come on. No, he ate pig anus.
Yep.
Did he order calamari?
Yeah, it's pig anus.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wait,
and then he used chapstick.
Where did he get it?
They don't know because it can... It has like an incubation of like.
How did he know it was E. coli? Like,
he went to the hospital. He had to go to the ER.
How long was he sick for?
A week.
How long was he sick for?
Chris.
Like, and it
a week?
Just kept getting worse and worse. And then we went to the hospital and they did
And then he just kept shedding and throwing up.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Actually, we went to the hospital because we thought it was appendicitis. Because it was like the sharp pain in his side.
Well, you're grossing me out to both of you.
And then after a week, you're like, okay, we got to go to the hospital.
Yeah, that's like when it got really bad. And he was like, I think we should go to the ER.
And then right away, did they know it was E. coli?
No, they thought it was appendix.
Was George Clooney there? Hello, girls. Oh. We'll be right back.
Nice and easy.
You can't get E. coli from just
toilet seats?
Hanging out with him, right?
No, I guess it can be contagious, but like it's very hard to be.
All right, well, let's move past that. He's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, it's fine.
Oh, jeez.
Right, so can we play that
so
song?
So listen, so I'm everyone's
I don't
good?
Have it Hold for
on.
The record.
You're good, everybody at home. You're good. Are we with you? This is going to be a special journey we take tonight. Daniel's back. I'm excited. Are you in a good mood?
I'm in a great mood.
I did this. No, we did. You know what? I don't want to lie to you. I had Joe send something in. Really crank this loud.
I love it already.
Listeners, where's your co-host been? Was he out doing shows in Malaysia again? We've missed him on the show. Oh, Daniel Kino. Tell you
this
now, baby, he's American like you, and he's back with Todd, seeing all the bits through. He's someone we all know.
This is so great.
Oh, Daniel Kino.
Let's play it again, now with drums, and you're going to love it. Get it there. I love it. Watch it. I like to rehearse right on the air. Get find your rhythm. Here we go. Find your rhythm. Okay, let's do it again from the start.
Maybe there's more.
Oh, the table of friends, and no one knows they're really eating fine pig intestines.
Hold on. Start it all over. Start it over. Start it over. And we're not editing. Start it over from the beginning. Here we go. I didn't know there was more. Good job. How about Chris on drums?
Hey, listen. the nurse, where's your co-host been? Was he out doing shows in Malaysia again? We've missed him on the show. Tell you now, baby, he's American like you, and he's back with Todd, seeing all the bits through. He's someone we all know. Oh, Daniel Kino.
It's gonna be a fun show. There's more
musical
coming.
Musical break.
Chris on drums.
This is really touching.
Well, I had to pay for this one.
Are you dead?
Like,
did you have to license the music for I'm on Fire?
I had to call Bruce.
Sometimes it's like getting calamari with a table of friends, and no one knows they're really eating fried pig intestines. At night I wake up worried Daniel won't be back, but I know when he's gone that Todd won't slack. Only he was the first guest host.
Exciting, everybody. Feel the energy in this room. It's palpable.
Whoa. Where did that come out of?
I was sweating halfway through that word.
Wait, hold on. I wonder if there's a third.
You think there's more?
Of course. I don't know.
I didn't want to listen to it. All righty.
Wait, hang on. Chris, is there more, you think? 20 seconds? Okay. Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much.
See, he cares.
He does care.
He cares. And on the drums, I love the drums here now. All right, so here we go. I have my big cup of coffee. I'm going to take my sweater off. I'm just like Mr. Rogers, except I have a tattoo. Do you think Mr. Rogers would like me? Sorry, I thought about that last night. I think he would, even though, you know, I don't know. Oh, that's the trolley. He talks to me. Now, all right, we'll talk about you not using the word retarded more next week.
I watched that documentary.
Mr. Rogers and
yeah,
I?
Yeah, it was great.
It is
Where
great.
Did you see it?
I bought it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's great.
Is it online?
Yeah, yeah. It's
very heartwarming.
I got it on Amazon.
It's very heartwarming.
It was really good.
It's very heartwarming.
Okay.
Now, don't be silly. Of course, we're going to do an extra long show today.
Is this the soundboard talking to you?
No, this is the trolley for Mr. Rogers.
Oh.
See what happens when you're gone? What? Oh. What did you say, Mr. Trolley? Oh. He says he's good to have Daniel back, and it's extra special when Daniel's here.
Wow. Well, that's sort of bittersweet since I've been here longer than Mr. Trolley. And
he said, but he... Oh, Jesus, you'd be nice. It's Mr. Rogers' trolley. Everything's gentle about the trolley.
Oh, okay. I'm
Nothing's
sorry.
Harsh.
Thank
nothing.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've never heard him curse. After I tell you not to do it. All right, listen. So the YouTube thing, what did they call it?
A video.
No, the YouTube... The show, the big live,
the comedy week.
First of all, when I got there, it was like as big as the Oscars.
It was
crazy.
Insane.
And I think, by the way, you know me, you go and you read a few comments, even though they're all overwhelmingly nice. I don't think people realize that they let us be that sloppy. That, you know, you're doing what they basically do on E. You know, you're there, you have the earpiece in, you realize how hard their job is. And I couldn't do it if I had to be like, no, too much information. You know, when they go over to you, and then Joan Rivers runs after someone, how's this, and that's coming up May 4th, and congratulations, they know all this information about this person. So I would be talking to someone, and in my earpiece, they would start telling me something. I'm like, oh, I can't do it. I can't do that. So they basically let us just be like, look, we don't want you to do that. So to me, that's what was funny is that this very expensive event, and they go, just do what you do. Half the time, I didn't know the camera was on me. They'd be like, Todd, they threw to you. And I would just turn around, and I would start it. So it was a lot of fun, and a lot of times they hire someone like me for something like this, and then they go, yeah, we want you to be relaxed. We want you to do whatever you want. And then you get there, and you could tell after one thing, they come over, great, great. If you could just do this, they didn't say anything. They go, whatever you do, you do. It's fine. No, nothing. But I had that cat, little Bub.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was It was interesting. That was very interesting. What? I didn't. He's adorable, but I hope he's happy. Is all I'm worried about. Seemed happy. Yes, yes. I thought he was trained. I'm not being. You know, people in the show know I have amazing affection for animals, but he was just laid on the sofa, and I thought, God, he's like crazy trained. I didn't know he really couldn't walk that well. So then I didn't realize. I just thought he was trained. I'm like,
I don't know what this is.
Well, you'll look at it. Let's not. Okay. We don't even need to talk about it. So there's that.
Talk about the last night.
Yeah, let's talk about last night.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's going to be
it
so
is.
Easy.
So there's that. It's good to have Daniel back. I keep saying that, the ride along. Play Eric's voicemail. Why not? Get it out of the way. Something else.
God, it's Eric.
This today.
Listen, I thought of something the other day you might like. That expression?
Pause it. I'm controversial. Mm-hmm. This is what I do. I'm there, Mr. Rogers. I've got a job to do. Sure, I have to be silly and make people laugh, but I also have an agenda. And Eric left this message, and I wouldn't have brought this up again. I talked about this enough to George Carlin, but when he left this message, I can't fucking help it. What he's going to say here, I like saying it this way, that way, every way, and sideways, if that's the expression. And this just, to me, reinstated the ridiculousness of what he's going to talk about. It's 20 seconds, 30 seconds. Go ahead.
How are you? Listen, I thought of something the other day you might like. You know that expression, spare the rod, spoil the child? Whoa, 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 what are you doing? You can't shower that kid with love and affection. He'll grow up to be some sort of fucking sicko. You gotta hit him with a stick. Who has time to use communication and figure out why this child you brought in this world, the one you're responsible for, might be acting out? You gotta take a stick and hit him. Oh, not even... No. Stick. Whoa, that's wood. That might be too much. Here's what you do. Take down your curtains, use the metal piece, and quit spoiling your child.
Yeah.
Call me.
Yeah, I mean, you can't... When I see somebody not hitting their kid with the, you know, I go, oh, my God, they're spoiling that kid. Anyway, thank you, Eric. So last night, here's what I did.
Did you call him back?
I did call him back. We had a nice talk today. Okay. We had a nice talk today.
I
do, too. We had a whole conversation like Ursula is calling him every day on the phone. I have this bit that Ursula is calling
everybody.
I
thought they broke up.
Ursula and Eric. They'd probably be good for each other.
That would be good for sure.
But Ursula calls people now on the phone when I'm not home, and she says that she wants them to bring her food. They bring me a lot of food, and all of it, not just leftovers, like a whole meal. You know, that's what we do on the phone. What do you want? This is what I do.
You
I do sleepover. We do. We live life. We live life. That's what we do. You know what I mean? I know what I'm doing.
Let's take it nice and easy.
All right. There you go. So here's what happens last night. Here starts the show, people. Oh, by the way, if you're telling anyone to listen to this show, tell them to listen about 13 minutes in. This is like old school where I apologize for the whole show, you know, but I'm not going to.
How long has it been?
25 minutes.
See? And now we're just...
It doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't. It seems like 24 and a half minutes. 27. Jennifer's making like eyes at me. It's like crazy. Jesus Christ. So last night, somebody I know on the LAPD, and by the way, I should say this, I've done a lot of ride-alongs over the years. I've done probably 200 ride-alongs, and I have no desire, once in a blue moon.
What? Really? 200?
Probably, over the last 20 years.
Okay.
And, I have, once in a blue moon, someone will come up to me after a show, because I used to mention it on stage, because I wanted to do ride-alongs before I had any friends that were cops, and sometimes they went out at night. I had no desire. I would call a ride-along off earlier. I'd be like, oh, I'm a little tired, when they were rude to people, like a lot of cops are.
What if you got arrested a lot, and then you kept calling them ride-alongs?
I call them ride-alongs. Todd, that's not a ride-along.
Todd, you've been in jail.
But when you go out, look, I don't want to be like, I get it. The majority, I am very pro-cop, but by being pro-cop, I'm very realistic. There's a lot of cops with Napoleon complexes. The few friends that I have don't. They're like, I think one of the select few, they go out there, they're good at what they do, and it's admirable. It's admirable to watch the way they deal with people.
I'm sorry. Can I...
Yeah, go ahead. Just take it any way you can to, like, beg me to tell this story. Go, what are you going to say? Why do I know already it's going to annoy me?
It might.
Go ahead.
But, it's all good.
It is.
Hey, I don't know if it's a Napoleon complex if you're not a tiny person. I think it's just a superiority complex at that point.
Well, I think like it's isn't it sort of
you have to be like if you're a big guy and you have a gun and that it's more
it's what
more
you feel.
Do.
It's what you feel.
Yeah,
it's what you feel. I think the term is okay.
No, yes.
I think it's sort of okay. You know, it just means your physique might be large, but you wouldn't do that to people if you felt that large inside.
Right.
So
fair enough.
I think yeah. It's okay. It's worth. It's not like you know.
Yeah.
So what? I was right. Who cares? Who's counting? I think I'm probably close to being sort of right, but you know that's okay. Next time I'll be wrong, and you'll be right. And I hope you're as kind to me.
You're not being very kind right now when you're yelling at me.
Oh, sorry.
Why didn't you keep
all
yelling?
All right, so here's what happens. So we do – so I go to the ride. Why did I point that out? Because I don't want to do a ride-along with someone that's like, you know, like just disrespectful to everyone. There's a homeless person. Hey, you can't hang here. He's very kind. He's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I do a ride-along last night with – he's a friend that I actually know through another friend. His name is Scott. And so – It's sort of a fun night. You know what's amazing is everyone thinks cops have quotas, and it's amazing. You see so much shit going on that they don't do anything about. It's
really?
More than, yeah, because you're well, in the
like
car.
A cop will be sitting there, and you go, look, that guy made a U-turn, or that guy just goes, ah, fuck it.
50 things like that a night.
Really?
He gets certain people, but I'll get right to the meat of the story. So, you know, all night long, but what I really liked is I went out last night, I put my suit pants on, and then a white Oxford with stripes on it, so with like... You know, sort of like old wingtips, like, you know, that I had. It looks like you're a detective.
You look like a detective.
I look like a detective. You know, I don't want to look like a ride-along. So we go into the sergeant's office before we get in the car. He goes, where's the ride-along badge?
Did he pick you up or did you have to go
I had
over
to go
there?
Up there.
Okay.
So I went up and I had to, he goes, where's the ride-along? There's like a thing you clip onto your shirt that says ride-along. I'm like, fuck, I'm not wearing that. Last time I had to wear it, I had a jacket with me, so I put the jacket on over it so it didn't really show.
What
so
did your jacket say? LAPD?
Yeah, I had an LAPD jacket with a helmet, and I had a
SWAT helmet.
I had a SWAT helmet.
And a fake gun.
I had a fake gun. What if I showed up to the ride-along in my full uniform? What?
What? Dress for the job you want.
So anyway, I get there and we can't find the ride along thing. He goes, "Hey, if anything happens, just point to Scott and say you're with him." So we're like, "Great, no." So everywhere we went, he would always say like, sometimes people would say, "Who's this?"
Mm-hmm.
And he would go, "It's a detective." And then all of a sudden they were more interested with me. He did that like five times. It was great. And
did they like see your tattoo?
Well, he said on the way there, he goes, "You know what, Todd? He texted me. I hope you wear a long sleeve shirt because we're not really allowed to show tattoos." But I didn't. You know how I take my long sleeve shirts and I cut the ends off of them? The part like 3 inches from the hand, because when I roll it up, I just want it to be less material, so I'm not as hot. Mm-hmm. So you know, does that make sense to the people listening? Last 3 or 4 inches off the shirt because it doesn't matter. I eventually, when I'm having it dry clean, will have it cleaned up around the edges, but it doesn't matter because I fold it up and it's less to fold up.
I like that you're explaining it with your hands as well.
Well, it's hard to just stand here. Well, that's like when people say, "Oh, your dog doesn't understand every word," but you're not going to walk into the living room and go out. You know, you're going to go. Do you want to go out? Car. You know, you form it. So it's hard not to. That probably wasn't the best analogy in the world.
So
that's the story. We'll take a break. We'll be back. So anyway, I'm sending you pictures all night long.
Yeah, so you're going
So it's like 2:30 in the morning.
Who did he introduce you as a detective to?
Well,
the circumstance?
There's this one guy. Is this okay? I'm afraid this is boring.
No, it's certainly not boring. If anything, maybe like, is that okay?
Interesting?
Is that okay?
Too interesting?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
There's been a lot of complaining about that.
Are you serious? That's too interesting?
The show's too interesting. I'm not getting any work done. I keep falling off the treadmill because I keep forgetting to run.
Okay, well, I will tell you this story.
This show is so interesting. I can't do two things at once.
The one person he said I was a detective to, I won't keep saying this, but he's very nice. He treats people. He doesn't over yell at people if they just need to be pulled over and they don't need a lecture. Mm-hmm. He's really good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He disarms people. He treats them with respect. And it's, by the way, I've done a lot of ride-alongs. Again, I'm pro-cop, but I also know he's not the majority. a lot of the cops out there, even ones that backed him up, sometimes you're like, fuck, they're not good like him. The majority of them aren't. Mm-hmm. But you still, you know, he is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun to be out there because of the adrenaline. You get to drive fast, but you also don't have to be with a guy that's treating everybody like a dick all night. Mm-hmm. He treats them with respect and dignity.
Throwing N-bombs all night.
Whatever, you know. I mean, I'm not saying all cop. Whatever, you know. I'm not, that's your talking. I have no idea what
you're Jesus Christ. Anyway, so relax. Christ. You don't have to, no one's going to think you said anything bad.
I'm like Jay Leno.
Yeah. Hey, it's okay. It's right, okay. No big deal. Hey.
So we're going down Sunset. Now, look, the reason I'm over-prefacing this all because some of the things he does that other cops do, but it's the way you approach them.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that they have to keep an eye on the on Sunset of the jaywalking. I get why, especially after Scott explains it, because I always thought the same thing. You know, like, oh, Jesus Christ. Scott goes, if there's no cars coming for 8 miles away and someone's got to cross the street, I don't give a shit. But we do get told a lot in briefing, you got to keep an eye on the, because people get hit by drunk drivers.
Mm-hmm.
They go in the middle of the Sunset to take pictures. So we're driving down Sunset, and a guy walks right in front of our car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're at a red light, right in front of the car. And then, not at a red light, we're approaching it. And then he stops and starts taking a picture. So Scott, getting on the PA.
Of the cop car?
No, of the building, of okay. the like the Roxy or wherever okay. we were at. Scott gets on his PA, which was very exciting. Hold on.
Two.
He goes,
can you at least may pretend that you saw a cop car?
The guy just keeps walking.
Uh-huh.
Just keeps walking. And Scott goes, he just keeps walking. And then he goes back around. He starts taking a picture. Scott goes,
hello.
He just wants him to give a jolt of like he noticed
yeah,
it.
Because yeah, yeah,
he doesn't know. Then he starts thinking, oh, I think he might be really drunk.
Uh-huh.
So he flips his car around, goes over. The guy keeps walking on his phone, never gets off his phone. And then starts walking in. Scott's got to jump out of the car, go inside to the place, and go, hey, hey. Like, you know, when he's, like, starting to enter the door, he pulls him outside. And the guy goes, oh, what the fuck are you harassing me for? And who's that? Scott's like, he's the detective. Then he sort of respected me a little. But after, look, I'm afraid.
And then what happened?
He goes, let's start all over here. I'm not here to harass you. He goes, you copped an attitude before I did. He goes, the first thing I did, I was on the PA. I was lighthearted. All you had to do was look a little. He goes, I was unaware. I didn't know that you were talking to me. And Scott goes, that's the point. You did one of two things. One, you were aware that it was a police officer talking to you, or anybody, he would say, with a PA on the top of the car, mm-hmm. you think would have gotten a little of attention. And you were aware it was a cop who was telling you to do something, and you disobeyed him. He goes, but you know what? I'm going to guess it wasn't that. He goes, I'm going to go with what you're saying. That's just as dangerous that you were unaware. You're crossing a street, and you know, and then you mm-hmm. cop an attitude with me. So the guy finally calmed down, and you know, and he would see, you know.
Did he give him a ticket?
No, he didn't give him a ticket. He goes, I'm not going to give you a ticket. Pulled over someone that was a little. Well, let's get to the.
No. Pulled over someone that was.
They were. People think you can't get a DUI for being high, you know. But this person was high, which wasn't really the problem. But they were also drunk. I hope I'm allowed to tell this. I'll tell the story and then I'll ask later.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well,
so,
obviously.
So, no, I mean, I'll ask Scott later.
Yeah.
No, yeah. So anyway, we get him out of the car. They're not the worst in the world, but he does a thing where he goes, listen, you know, pull.
How did he know he was high? Like, that's so hard. Did
he can smell
did he ask
it,
him to pull his finger?
You could. No, he ate.
And then if he laughed.
He gave him jelly beans and uh-huh. he said, do these taste delicious? Uh-huh. And she was like, no, they just taste like regular jelly beans. And then she's like, these are really good. Isn't that an old bit?
Didn't you do that video?
Yeah, they're triply delicious jelly beans. The cops yeah. use them to trick yeah. people. So anyway, he goes, listen. He goes, come on back here. He brings her back to the car. The other girl gets out of the car. He brings him back. He goes, listen, here's your options. He goes, I can arrest you.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, and you go to jail. That's going to cost you at least $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Or he goes, I'm trying to be very nice right now. Or you can pull your car behind there. You're probably going to get a ticket
mm-hmm.
because it was illegal parking. And go get a hotel, and that's it. Or he goes, you can get your car towed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll call a tow truck for you. You can tow you back home, sleep in your own bed tonight with your car. She goes, how much is that? And I'm thinking, you fuck.
You dumb idiot.
This is the night of your life. You should go home, get the best bottle of champagne or wine or Jack or whatever you drink and smoke pot and celebrate that, especially if you learned your lesson. You fucking hit the motherfucking lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going, well, how much is that? Eventually she did realize, especially her friend, you could tell, got the magnitude of like, mm-hmm. she was like, whatever her name was. She's like, Jennifer, it doesn't matter. This is, you know. He goes, but I'm going to tell you, if I come back here and this car is gone, He goes, I have your license plate, and I will take you to jail. And I asked him if he ever did that. He goes, absolutely. He goes, just in, even when in my head, I think I gave them the riot act. Like I told them, I will come back here. I will check it. He goes, this is my beat. I will come back here. Tonight's your lucky night. Don't take advantage of it.
Did he come back in a couple
We did go
hours?
Back. We made a bet. I made a $500 bet that the car would be there. Mm-hmm. I just get a feeling. He goes, well, you're not going to win any money because I have the same feeling. So, you know, we go back and it was there. So that was that. So then the night's going on, and everywhere we went, they gave me free coffee. I didn't want to say anything.
And a donut?
He would use the bathroom. No. Oh, you want to make a 50-year-old joke about donuts? You want that edited out or do you want to leave that in?
I was trying to be sarcastic with that. It's not like I was going for a real laugh.
Do you think I'm mean?
No.
Do you think Mr. Rogers would like me?
Go ahead. Not if he interrupted one of your stories, he wouldn't. I think as long as he didn't turn up any lights or interrupted a story, Mr. Rogers would like
all it. You think all my love for Mr. Rogers and all my affection for him that I still would be like...
Who told him he could touch the light?
Yeah. Who told him? Oh, take that trolley off the board. Oh, stop it. A donuts joke's fine. You have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Katie, you have to go to the bathroom? Okay, let's take a break, Katie.
Can I just finish my cop story?
No, that's a juicy story. I want to get to it.
Yeah, you're...
Todd,
you're
in the business, it's called a teaser.
All right, guess what this is. Let me tell you something. We're just getting going. Like, this is when you start pressing the gas, the accelerator, vroom, 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 and we're going to get started here. Let's do something. Let's play...
Remember that thing you wanted me to find that we never talked about before the show?
What was it?
Some song in French.
Oh, yeah, play that.
Okay.
We'll take a break. Folks, this show, this is for our French listeners.
La vie me traîne, ma gauche et ma gauche. Sur des distances qui ne se composent sur les doigts.
So I'm talking to Chris. I go, God, I hope that cop story is, I hope it's not boring. And Chris goes, Todd, first of all, I should tell you that nothing you have done has been not entertaining.
Yeah.
Like the kiss-ass sort of person.
But he meant it.
You know what? Did he really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I didn't know he meant it. No wonder I'm people's Mr. Rogers.
Uh-huh.
Maybe if I could say
okay,
it right.
So now all it's right. 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You guys
it is?
Are,
oh my God, my story went on that long.
Drunk people,
my story went on
drive
that long.
Home.
My story went on that long. I keep doing the joke because you said it's.
And now it's doing. Yeah, I get it.
Okay, so yeah, so it's getting a little. We do a few code threes. Code three means lights and siren. That's me all night. Is that a code three? Is that a code three?
Who gets to decide what's a code?
They do. The station. The cops don't get to decide.
Oh really?
Now look, I'm not saying Scott did this because he didn't, but my friend John.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say his last name. I think it's weird that I have a lot of cop friends because I'm so silly and you think, how could he get along with cops? But I'm saying there's a few. I want to do the ride along so bad that I found cops that are the ones that are also cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hang out
so
with
your friend,
but anyway.
John used to do what?
Jesus Christ. So John, a lot of cops do it, but I'm saying Scott doesn't at all. But my friend John, when he was on the Irvine PD, he'd use the lights and siren at his own discretion quite often. Mm-hmm. Which I was always happy about. Mm-hmm. I go, so what you just did, he goes, I'm not going to turn my lights and siren on and drive a half a mile, going through every red light. But once in a while, the call is of the nature. We never do it when we're just going to eat, ever.
Like, what were some of the calls?
You get a call that there's someone in the back of an alley and these two kids see them pushing. This is one from last night.
Mm-hmm.
The two kids see someone pushing somebody in a car. And it's a guy pushing a girl in a car.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the odds are, not that it's just not as sad, but it's not a kidnapping, but it's just a couple, a deplorable,
You got there in time?
No, we got there, but he was saying when you get a call like that, usually if there's people around, someone that's getting kidnapped will go, help, call the police. So you just, but you don't know, what if it is someone? So you think, there's a little traffic, you sort of cut the corners a little.
Uh-huh.
You make it on your own, just maybe to we've done that. But Scott doesn't do that at all. Like if we're... Because sometimes he's hauling ass. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's no way he's coming to a
complete stop. Is that scary when they're going that fast?
Yes.
Like on a residential street?
It is scares. It is fun and it is exciting, but it scares the living shit out of you. Because you have no idea when they are like, when it's something like last night when, well, we'll get to this story.
Okay, hang on.
This will lead right into it.
So when they're going that fast on the street, and what if someone doesn't get out of the way fast enough, or someone's being an idiot? They'll usually get on the PA, but they'll never drop whatever they were going for and then address this guy.
No, because first of all, look, I'm not a cop, but you know, I've done enough ride-alongs where I have pretty much all the answers because I've asked
all
the questions.
You can play one on the podcast.
I've asked all the questions. Yeah. No, because first of all, that would negate why you were going somewhere so quickly if you could stop because somebody, you know. But this sort of answers that question.
So you can flip a car. You can, like, give them the finger.
Probably.
And they'll be like, oh.
Probably. Is that the reason I'm here to tell you this story? So you can figure out ways to be mean to cops? Is this what you've become? So anyway, it's about 1:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And
things get romantic. The siren's on, but we got Barry White playing.
Hold on. Oh, there we go. How about that right there?
Day and night, night and day and night.
Oh, let's do a bit with this later. Turn it off.
Oh,
yeah, you have the other one, too. It's okay. So no, let's finish this cop story. So let's not go old school here. You know what old school means?
When you were all over the place?
Thank you. I haven't really done that like I used to. People are like,
maybe I bring it out in you.
Every week? You do bring it out in me. You know why? Because I feel I have you here to take control.
Uh-huh.
What am I going to do? You think these fucking idiots are going to help me?
So it's 1:30.
Nothing funny about that?
Very funny.
Too tired to laugh? But no. You're in a hurry?
No, it's just, I guess I'm just so desensitized to how funny you are all the time.
That is the biggest compliment I could get.
Once in a while, I'll just, you know, because I assume it to be funny. So when it is, I don't actually stop and acknowledge.
I think you're being honest, and therefore I'm going to take it as a compliment.
Well, you should. It was meant as a compliment.
Really?
You're going to take my compliment as a compliment?
Well, there was a chance you were being sarcastic a little bit.
There was a small chance.
Not stupid.
Okay, go ahead. So it's 1:30.
I want $5 or I'm not finishing this story. So it's 1:30 and all of a sudden we get a call. And look, you know, I don't know the, you know, I just hear, get excited. Uh-huh. Anyway, so that's the only time you shut the windows, too. Otherwise, they have to have the windows open all night because they want to hear what's going on outside, like help. Because all night long, I'm like, well, let me just shut that window. He won't notice.
Yeah, turn on the AC.
You need to roll the window down. I want the windows up and the air on. Uh-huh.
Okay, so.
So anyway, so all of a sudden, it's 1:30 in the morning, and we get basically code 3. I know because he turns, you know, it pretty quickly. He goes, it's very exciting. All of a sudden, you hear these numbers, and he goes, come on, what's the address? What's the address? Like, because he wants to get the address. Because so basically, it's an off-duty officer, and he needs help, and there's a gun involved.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, they bolt down there. That's code 3. So we're like halfway there, and we are fucking. It's like holy. Every red light, you think there's no way the brakes must be different on these cars because we'd be so. He would stop every time, go lane by lane. Whoop 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 whoop. Then he'd move one lane up. Whoop whoop. Air horn. Right. And then we'd
at red lights.
Yeah, and then we were going quick again. I mean, it's late at night. That got scary. You know why? Because we were able to really haul ass.
Uh-huh.
But if one person walks out into the street, it's fucked.
Uh-huh.
And he said that cops, we have to stop and go lane by lane when we're going code 3. And you always intersection when you're going through a red light, which they're allowed, you go lane by lane. That's why you hear the whoop whoop whoop, and then they pull up. Mm-hmm. Whoop. Every single lane, he said they have to clear. So
because somebody might be coming from the other side.
But that's no shit. I'm sure everybody listening goes, yeah, I see the way they do that usually.
Yeah.
But he said back in the day, he goes, they didn't. They were just – because cars weren't insulated like they are now and the people weren't playing music as much as they are now. So cops would just turn lights on and plow through red lights.
Because they just assumed everyone heard them coming.
Yeah, they assumed they were. And, you know, maybe they'd slow down a little, but there were a lot of accidents, so now they're not allowed to do that. So anyway, then all of a sudden I hear it's at the Improv.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they go. Oh, it's at the Improv. And there's a big fight. All of a sudden, and somebody says they have a gun and they're going to come back to the off-duty
cop. That was watching the show.
Somebody didn't want to pay their bill in the Improv, and they didn't make them pay it. Then they go out to the bar. They don't want to pay it again. I know about 50% of the story. But the gist of it, I know.
Was the show sold out?
I don't know. What is
it? Okay. It doesn't matter. So you pull up to the club.
So we pull up to the club, and there's like, obviously, there's someone that doesn't want to pay their bill. Then it turns into an argument. They say,
why don't they want to pay their bill?
I don't know. I don't know.
Who was on the show? Todd, I have questions.
I don't know. Chris, Proffa.
Who was on the show? You don't know.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, you don't know. I'm sorry. What did they have to eat?
You're high too, aren't you?
No, I'm not high.
I believe you, and then I realize you're lying.
Okay, so you pull up. I'll stop. This is fascinating, and I think you're undervaluing how interesting the story is.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I was hoping somebody fucking said something finally. You pieces of shit, you sit here, I've got the best story in the world. I wanted to have a little respect.
Okay, so.
Let's take it nice and easy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I'll sing. I'll sing, don't worry. Jesus Christ, relax. All right, I'm going to finish this cop story.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll do a song. So everybody will be happy.
Then we'll take a nap.
I make it up myself. I make it up. But I'll just do one song. That's it. Just one. No. No. Not doing four songs. So listen. So all of a sudden we pull up to the improv. At this point it escalates outside. By the way, I don't want to not tell about a detail, but does it really matter at this point? Isn't it just that you know how bar fights start? Somebody says mm-hmm. something. There's an off-duty cop. The guy says he has a gun. He probably doesn't really believe he's an off-duty cop. I guarantee you, when someone, they think it's some cheese fuck at a bar, mm-hmm. security, I'm a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, this guy's a cop, you know, because literally 2 minutes later, there's like 15 cop cars there. Because, yeah, you want to, you know.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, as soon as we pull in, they go, the guy just yells to him. He goes, go down the crescent and block the traffic because they might be taking someone out of the car.
To your car.
To our car.
Uh-huh.
So we're boom. He goes all the way down. We park halfway. And then you hear over the PA.
Here. Car 62, go further down. 62, go further down.
So we make a U-turn. We go further down, right?
Uh-huh. And then, who's telling you all this?
I'm there in the car.
No, another cop?
Yeah, another car ordered him over the PA.
Like a sergeant?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Sergeant, yeah. Somebody at his own level, they work together.
Okay.
What do you think he's going to go?
Is that the lieutenant? No, it's me, Mel. No, I'm not listening to you. I'm not, you're my equal. I made the decision to stay here.
You come here.
Yeah.
You come.
I want to be there.
I can't hear you.
So listen, okay. So we go down, then we park sideways. You can imagine it. With
yes.
the lights on and both doors open.
Uh-huh.
And some car starts driving up. And we're both like, this motherfucker's going to pass us. So they do.
Uh-huh.
By the time we start thinking it, we shut our doors and he starts the car. And he's going to pull into her. That's uh-huh. how he couldn't believe. She really had to squeeze over to the right, lights and everything. And she drives. Now, of course, we know the ending now. But at the end, I really felt like John... Scott genuinely did not want her getting up near that area.
Mm-hmm.
He might have been pissed off, but it was basically genuinely for her safety, you know? Mm-hmm. So she pulls past. He's like, mother... And he goes,
stop.
Oh, we turn around. We, like, peel out. Mm-hmm. We, like, turn around. Have to drive, like, maybe five car lengths to, like, a house, five houses. Mm-hmm. And he gets on his PA.
Mm-hmm.
We're still very far from... By the way, hence why that first cop was right. If something yeah. happened, we still had a lot of wiggle room. The old way, that person would have been on the site already. He's like,
yeah.
stop them far back.
And then there are cars blocking off Melrose on either side.
Yeah, no, on the other side, they're blocking Melrose too.
Oh, wow.
Right where Crescent Heights meets Melrose, they block it off. They can't get in there. We went down like two traffic lights.
Okay.
So we had some room to catch her before she got right in front of
okay, so
where the shooting might have
been. So what happened?
So he finally goes,
pull your car over. Pull your car over. Pull it over.
Uh-huh.
Back up. Back your car up. Back your car up now. Back your car up right now.
Uh-huh. He's yelling like that?
Yeah, and then she's like, nothing. And I'm like, what the fuck is up there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Who doesn't? And then he took a breath. He went,
put your car in reverse, not up on the curb. Back it straight.
I remember okay. he said that. At this point, I felt like, you know. So I'm like, but he's very patient. And then we swing around and we pull up next to her. Because she's at least pulled over at this point.
Uh-huh.
But we pull up right next to her because we want to see, like, yeah, like everybody. You want to see what the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is that dumb? Opens her window. Teeny little Chinese woman. And she didn't understand any English. Nothing. But she doesn't understand lights and sirens? Like, what the hell? What did she think? You know?
I'll tell you what she... I don't know. I don't want to generalize, but...
Are you going to make a joke about firecrackers?
No. What I think she might have thought is, Like, people, and I, this was an observation I made when I was in Asia, people don't have that kind of respect for, like, reverence for police officers in a lot of the Asian countries because they're very corrupt and there's so much traffic that, like, a cop driving by you, no one pulls over. No one, like, really, you can buy a cup off usually in a lot of these places for very, very cheap.
Where are you talking about?
A lot of Asian countries that I went to.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So if this is a person who is fresh out of that environment and there's a cop car, like to her, it's like, it doesn't matter. I'm going to go where I need to go. It's what's the worst thing that could happen?
Yeah. Well, she didn't have a license and she was here, you know.
And did they let her go?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Somebody we pulled over had diplomatic immunity.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Diplomatic immunity. Do you know where that's from?
Listen to you with your diplomatic immunity.
Diplomatic immunity. It's a lethal weapon, too.
So it was at the improv. So then
Wait, diplomatic immunity, like, so basically they could speed whatever they want?
You know what I asked
them?
Were
they a dick about it?
I asked them that last night. I said, you know, like, because I've always heard that term. I go, there's nothing you could do. So then he goes, well, here's the deal. Yeah, if you felt that they were in the danger of the people around them, you know, like if they were just... You know, they had a gun in the middle of, you know, they will do what they do and they will arrest them. But the problem is, if that's only because it's really directly could hurt the people around them. But mm-hmm. other than that, if they make a right on red or they're going 130 miles an hour, all that stuff, they're not getting tickets for it. Does that make sense
to
you?
Of course.
Because it's not, you know, he goes, but even if you did arrest them for drunk driving, I said, no, so you arrest them, they can drink all they want. He goes, yeah, well, they're probably not going to go to jail.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They might lose the privilege to drive in America.
I bet there's some details that somebody listening knows, but I think I'm pretty much in the right area. I did ask them last night, and I was listening 25%.
Do we have any listeners with a diplomatic community? Because if we do, I would like to take a drive with you in a fast car.
Yes, that would be a lot of fun. Yeah. Drive around making funny faces at cops. What if that's all
diplomatic immunity?
By the way, if you made a funny face at a cop, I guarantee you 5 out of 10 would ask for your ID, and then you could go, I've got diplomatic. That's what I used it for,
you know,
officer,
time,
to make a funny face at you. Do you. Come on, there's something funny there. Like, if you did that to a cop, you would be like, all right, come here, let me see your ID.
You think a cop would pull you over if you just pull up next to him and just went, you know, made a funny face?
You know why? Because you what's... You
they think you're high or something?
You might be on your way to yeah, there's might be a reason.
Something wrong with you.
Yeah. It's not always like, how dare you make a funny face, you know? I hope not. This show sucks.
Wow, buddy.
Do you know?
If I'm this fast, nice and
easy. Do you know why it doesn't suck? Because I could say that. Like, we're in the moment. It's not you. I just
feel
like... I know
it's not me. I've been killing.
Now it's good.
Oh, wow.
I feel...
It's very quick. Turn around. You're
so
fragile.
Turn around.
Okay.
Listen, if you want to hear me sing a song, I guess I could do it.
Well, what else is on that list before we get to the song stuff?
Oh, we're supposed to. You know what I was thinking the other day, now that they're going to be making cartoons
have you seen
out
him,
of our show?
Have you ever been on a ride along
where the
guy had to shoot his gun?
No.
Pull out his gun?
Watch your mouth.
Have you been on a ride along where the cop had to pull out his gun?
No.
Do they have guns, these cops?
Did I ever tell you the time that I told my friend that I could be a cop? And he's like, you couldn't be a cop. Like, he knew me so well. He goes, Todd, I know you don't even like the dark. Mm-hmm. I go, yeah, but I could be a cop. You got a gun. You show up with your... Like, he goes, what are you going to do? He goes, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we just stop the car when mm-hmm. we black it out. He goes, go out over there. He goes, go walk around the perimeter. So we just got a call, mm-hmm. and they think there's somebody outside. Check the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
I go, yeah, but you have a gun.
Uh-huh.
And I swear to God, he goes, I'll give you my gun. I go, you're not going to give me your gun. He goes, I'll give you my gun. And he unclips his gun. He goes, here, I'm not kidding around. I go, you're going to do it, but if I grab it, he goes, Todd, take my... I go, all right, here's what I would say. I would say I checked at a perimeter and everything was all right.
Uh-huh.
He goes, and God, this is what he does. He goes, and God forbid something happened. I go, all right, I won't be a fucking cop. I'd be scared shitless. One time we were going through somebody's yard and the dog came from out of nowhere and barked at us. That'll scare the living shit out of you. All right, what?
Can I have that marker?
Oh, you want
to? I want to make a note.
How long has the show been going?
Now, I think it's been going like 45 minutes.
I guess I
an
could
hour,
try.
Maybe.
I guess I could try doing this.
It's
I could try. Look, I'm going to try one song. That's it. Then leave me alone, okay? Guys, I'll do one song and then leave me alone. Is that cool?
All right.
It's a funny bit. Like, no one's asked me.
You know, it's this thing where...
Oh, yes, I keep forgetting. That's your...
I didn't want to, like... No, you don't understand, because...
I'm so numb to it.
If I, like, started laughing and saying how funny it was, then people would stop laughing. You know, these pauses are for laughs at home.
You know what? I believe you.
Yeah.
Can I get some echo, please, Katie? If you don't... If you don't mind. I took a trip. Oh, there's no music? Great, I seem unprofessional. This is so... I seem unprofessional. I'm not going to sing it like I care. I took a trip to my hometown. I stopped to look around. I'm not going to act like I give a shit. And I walked along the thoroughfare, and there was music playing everywhere. The music came from within my heart. I don't feel it. I don't feel the song.
Todd, that's so unprofessional of you. No matter what's going on, you gotta deliver. You gotta show up for the moment.
Oh, what a feeling. Oh, what a night.
See?
My heart was reeling. The bells were singing. The birds were singing. And it sounded like this. I like the drums. You know, if I'd stop singing...
Why are you saying it like that?
It sounds better.
You know, I dated a girl one time who kept pronouncing...
Shut the music off. I love this story. Best story in the world. This story is the fucking best. Tell it. Tell it. Tell it.
I switched off.
Oh, that's me?
She would pronounce the ING at the end of, like, you know, so playing would be playing.
Oh.
And at first I thought it was kind of adorable.
Oh,
she was seven. It's cool.
Oh. Hey, I'll tell you, come on, you know?
I was five. Hey. She was the pedophile.
Can you do a bump bump?
Yeah. A rim shot?
They're not easy to do.
They're called rim shots.
Excuse me. I guess you're so show busy.
No, I'm only saying that because I asked you
before
the show.
Oh, right before we started.
Right. Jesus. She'd go, you know, that was fun hanging out.
You know what I was thinking the other day?
It was weird.
We're not done. You know what I was thinking? We'll do a little bit more, then we'll take a break, and then because Katie's going to take off. She's got to hit this taco truck. She goes every night. I eat 16 tacos.
She's trying to
17.
Get her
17 tacos.
She's trying How about to get that? Her boy from malaria again, or E. coli, whatever.
You heard?
You know, I thought I had dengue fever.
What's that?
It's
is this what we've become?
A dangerous
sounds like a horrible
fever.
Morning
this,
show. This whole show is falling apart.
What?
Andy Irons died of that.
Who did?
The surfer.
What's his name?
Andy Irons.
Oh, I don't know. He died of dengue fever.
Yeah, I thought it was pronounced dengue.
Dengue. Well, dengue.
Right, listen, we have a responsibility now to do bits because they're going to make cartoons out of them.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, now that I'm overthinking it, all I do is not have bits. Every other week, there's bits. Every show is a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, I need to do a bit. What would make a funny cartoon?
So bits are like erections.
Well, I did think of this today.
You're not gonna.
Oh, what did you say?
Let me explain.
I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
Bits are like erections.
Bit of erections, yeah.
No, what? Bits are like erections.
Oh, bits are like erections.
If
yes.
If you try too hard, it's hard to get one.
Or if you think about it, it's not gonna happen.
I don't even know if that makes sense, but it's all so right. Oh, it does. Okay, that's even better.
Yeah.
I liked it, not even knowing what it meant. You get it, like the rhythm of it. Yeah. I knew it was good. It ends up, it is good.
Let's hope.
Come on here. Wait, what's so much pressure?
Yeah. Just tell us another story.
I will. Thank you. You know what? You're a treat. I know I'm your friend.
Yeah.
Because you know how to feed my ego. Todd, give us one of your delicious stories.
Well, what other hilarious musings?
All right, listen.
Adventures. Shenanigans.
So I was thinking the good way to get out of the car accident, and I did think this would make a good cartoon. Okay, so think of it as we're doing it, okay? I want to overthink it, ruin the whole concept.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you get into a car, and let's say I plowed into you, and so I plow into you. I'm in the car with my friend, and we hit somebody. That person gets out of the car.
Mm-hmm. You, like, hit them in the back?
Yeah, I hit him in the back. Let's say it's me and you driving, and we hit a stranger in the back. Mm-hmm. He comes out. He starts yelling at you. You motherfucker.
Was that behind the wheel?
you were behind the wheel. And you know how people do that. Some people are civil, and as long as no one's hurt, they go up, they exchange numbers. People get into, like, violent fights arguing, right? You know what I mean? Over car accidents, right? So anyway, how do I get you away from this guy who's yelling at you? So in other words, you hit the back of his car, he jumps out of his car, and he's like this. What the fuck? Don't you know where you're going? You fucking pull out right there. You fucking hit me. That's a brand new car. Okay, he's yelling that at you.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to help you over yell at you? You played my friend, okay? You play my friend. There's the guy yelling at you. Now, how do I – here's what I do to make him think I'm harder on you than he is.
I get it.
I got it's an overreactor, calmer down a bit. You ready? Right. So we get out of the car. I turn to you after you hit his car. And I go, are you a fucking idiot? You hit that guy's brand new Cadillac. Are you a fucking idiot, Daniel?
Todd, I didn't see it. What?
You're worth nothing. That car is everything. That car is a piece of metal. It's more important than you as a human being. And you hit it. You hit what was better than you. You are a fucking worthless piece of shit. I'm going to fucking pull out a gun. Then get out a fake gun and go to shoot him. Because you keep going. Here's what you do. You can't stop until this guy, at one point, he's going to go, he doesn't deserve to die. Right? You
hope. Whoa, buddy. Whoa.
You hope.
Yeah. You hope.
You hope.
What if he goes, well, fucking shoot him. Yeah, fucking shoot him, man.
That's the point. What if this happens?
The fake gun? You're pointing a fake gun at me?
Fake gun. I go, I'm going to shoot you because you ruined his good car. The other guy goes,
yeah, shoot him, man. I agree.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to shoot him.
All right.
Okay, yeah, shoot him then.
I'm not fucking around.
So shoot him.
My friend is a piece of shit. He fucking hit your car. That car is drop dead gorgeous. I should fucking blow his brains out and let his daughter not have a father to grow up with.
Yeah, so do it already. and then you don't you keep backing down, and then the guy's like, no, it's cool, I have a gun.
Let me have the gun.
That's what I think. Then that guy goes, I have a gun in my car. He runs back to get a real gun.
Oh, yours isn't loaded? It's cool, I have mine.
But right, exactly. So I want this story to end nice, so I think it should end like this. Well, it ends up when he goes to get his gun, I want it to end nice. He shoots himself in the head and guts go flying everywhere. No, that's not a good way to end.
He sees a text message from his ex-wife that wants to reconnect, and he decides life's not so bad.
Exactly.
He gets in the car and drives away.
Aww. I love it.
And then gets T-boned by a cop car.
Oh.
on a code 3.
Yeah.
Cocktail Running for a Todd Glass Show. You're listening to it right now on the Nerdist Network.
I even give him the wrap-ups.
Yeah.
We self-seg that right there. Boom! That's a motherfucking cartoon. I said it here first. I do think that is, actually. You're having fun, right?
Yeah.
Whew, Jesus Christ. Sometimes I just like to... Oh, here's this guy. Is this a funny... No, everything's cartoon. Play the loop, going out of my head loop. So what if you go to see someone in the whole crowd, like, be everybody, if we could be, like, maybe talking, like... I think he's singing the same words. I think... So it's this performer who forgets the word, and he just starts singing the same words, and he's up on stage in like a cabaret, and he's singing, and the whole crowd starts slowly realizing he has not, he's just singing the same thing over and over again. He's like, he doesn't know anymore. I don't know if, should the guy be really old maybe, and he loses it?
That's unfair to old people.
You're right, because old people, so he's just out of it.
What if he's just drunk?
So you picture it, there's a stage, holds about 300 people, they're all sitting there, and after like 30 seconds, and you see the cuts to the people, and they're like, is he? And they're all now, and then they slowly all start leaving, and he just goes and goes and goes. Okay,
that's sad.
Try it. But anyway, you're right, that is sad. And then there's a good ending. He wins the lottery.
Day and night and day and night. Day and
at this point, they like it. Oh, yeah. At this point, they like it. He's taking it home.
Day and night and day and night. Day and
they still like it. They still think, okay. I think he's selling it hard. Really applause. Come on. You're starting to get a little curious.
Encore.
People start looking. Now the applause dies. And the people just start looking at each other nervously. The whole audience backs out because they don't want to take their eyes off of him out of respect. You know what I mean? So the whole crowd staring forward backs out of the room. And he keeps going.
Night and day and night, day and night, night and day and night.
They're backing out. They're backing out. There's one row left.
No one in the whole crowd is concerned for this guy's well-being.
No. They just want to get out of there. I don't know why. You're right. That is...
Maybe one person's like, is he all right? Shut up, Jerry. Let's get in the car.
One woman is still watching. She loves it. I don't know how to end that, but that was... Well, I guess I just figured it out. That was funny to me.
It was funny to other people, I'm sure.
You think so? Mm-hmm. All right, listen. It's a fun show. I mean, that's what they're saying.
The Todd Glass Show?
You know what they should stop
the
doing?
The Todd Glass Show is a very, very entertaining, funny show.
Thank you. Not
this episode, but generally speaking...
You, oh, what a night this has been. What a mood I am in. All this laughter I hear, it's better than being in love. You, there you go.
You're getting better.
I am. I really think I can.
Either you're getting better or Chris and Katie have figured it out.
Yeah, they
found the right mixture of music and
what if
and
there's
knob,
so many wires
knob
on.
Twisting.
Knob twisting.
Knob twisting. A life, a life by Daniel Aquino.
You're fun, Daniel. You're bringing your A game. Mm. Oh, by the way, Cody Woods is in an elite group. Do you have a Twitter?
Yes, I do.
Say it nice and loud. Cody Woods 8.
Oh, these fuckers don't care about your Twitter account. Trust me. I've been after them for a year and a half.
You know what? That's not
fucking
very
nothing.
It makes you look common.
I'm being very sarcastic. Oh, no. Speaking of Twitter, I don't know if people remember, but
by the way, that's one of those moments where I thought I was in trouble and then I was so glad I wasn't.
It's about 6 months ago, I got a sudden influx of listeners. Do you remember when that happened?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Like,
got 30,000 or something?
Yeah, like I got exactly 30,000 followers overnight. And
can I tell you the truth? What? I'm baring my soul to make your story better.
Mm-hmm.
I really am. I wasn't positive it wasn't you. That's why it makes this story better. Because
it
puts something to rest.
This whole time you weren't positive?
I didn't care. I thought maybe you were a little insecure about it. So it wasn't positive that you didn't do it yourself.
So so I woke up and all of a sudden I had 30 more thousand followers. Which, you know, if you have a million, you probably don't notice. But if you have 2,500, pops up. So all of a sudden, Alex started freaking out. You know, you remember this. Like, I was like, how did that happen? And then eventually, the funny part to me is that eventually... I convinced myself that I was like, at first I was like, can you believe this? You know, and then eventually I went, well, you know, I'm sure when it's that many, you don't see them following you. They just give them to you in bulk. You know, I have been plugging my Twitter hard on the show and on Facebook. So, you know.
And how many would have that rationalized?
30,000.
30,000.
Yeah.
So sure. All of our listeners followed you overnight.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Every single person that I've ever heard me ask. So, about 2 weeks go down, and then it worked out great for me because, well, I'll wrap up with this. But
you're fine.
But, of course, about a couple of weeks go by, and they start falling off. And eventually they all fall off. And my friend Justin_Willman, who also has a lot of fake followers. No, I don't know. I don't know that, actually. But he told me about there's this website where you can put in your Twitter handle, and it'll tell you how many of your followers are fake. And I put it in, and it was like 98%. So I knew that all that was fake.
So all this time, I thought you did it.
All this time, Todd thought I did it. I didn't know who did it.
In the middle of the show, at the end of the night, a guy walks up to me. He goes, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah.
In San Francisco last week.
San Francisco last week, he goes, a very nice guy. Very nice. We've had a great time at the show. And he goes, is Daniel around? I wanted to tell him something. What's he going to tell Daniel? So
he walks into the green room, and he's like, hey, how you doing? I'm the guy who bought you 30,000 Twitter followers.
First thing out of his mouth.
Bought you?
Yeah, because
pay?
Yeah, it's you know,
and we
you do have to pay. I don't want to dismiss his commitment to the joke because it's not doesn't cost a lot, But it's still an effort, and the,
it was
how
great.
Funny. What a great joke. Very funny. We got so much mileage out of it.
Yeah.
Very, very well-placed, well-timed joke.
And he unnecessarily, but I still think it's good to air like that. He was like, man, I hope that didn't, like, cause you. We're like, no, it was funny. No. Like, he felt almost like bad.
Yeah.
But we forget his name. Well, you do. I remembered it, but you forgot it.
The cool thing about it is that around the same time, I was trying to get verified on Twitter.
And you got verified.
And then I remember Twitter followed me, right?
How do you get verified on Twitter?
I don't know. Like, I just knew somebody that got verified, and I was like, you know, I asked them to.
I thought, like, they just chose you.
No, at one point they just followed me. And when they followed me, I had like 32,000.
And back to the Boring Story Festival. We're here live right above Black Horse Motors. Was that me?
Anyway, I'm verified.
I say I always make this.
I'm verified on Twitter.
Let me ask you a question. I think I just might have made a mistake.
Makes you feel more legitimate in real life.
You're right. I think I just made a mistake.
You're a verified human being.
Mm-hmm.
I just made a mistake. Wait, does anybody care?
About my story being boring?
Yeah, because I say this is a safe environment, and then I threw you under the bus.
It's okay.
So the truth is, you know, the truth is, I like the story.
It's a good story.
I was worried the listeners wouldn't. I mean, I'm different. They don't get it like I get it.
No.
I insult everybody.
Your headphones are not even plugged in, are they? You just wait for me to stop moving my lips, and then you start talking.
That's not nice. Listen, here's what we're going
to
do.
Todd, he doesn't even listen to the show. He just waits until no one's moving their lips, and then he just goes. In his headphones, it's Johnny Cash music. On a loop with a bedding of
do we have any Johnny Cash?
of a fire pit.
Let the audience. By the way, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do this. Take a break. Come back. We're gonna do the sippy drink thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be very funny. And then we're gonna do I think. By the way, I'm sorry, but my childlike excitement for these cartoons is coming out. So I'm gonna say this again. I have another idea for a cartoon. It's a mom, but we'll play it out. It's a mom, right? Mm-hmm. And she a dad. There's a dad, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Start over.
Okay.
I'd be great in a pitch room. Uh-huh. Anyway.
There's a mom. There's a dad.
Hold on. I just shit my pants.
Okay.
So anyway, that could even be a little cartoon right
fade
there.
Fade in. We're in the middle of an ocean. Okay? No. You know what? It's desert. There's a guy in a horse.
Be the worst guy in the room pitching
a
show.
This is a guy in a boat. There's two guys.
Hold on. Picture, we're four people. We're sitting at a table, and we're listening to your pitch. And this is like, to me, this makes it funnier. It's not a joke. This is a real pitch. You're serious about it. And this is what you do when you get in front of these people.
Now, I don't know if it's going to be funny.
It's hilarious.
Okay, fade in. We're empty boat in the middle of an ocean.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Bus full of people. We're in the desert, okay? Bus full of people, chickens, they're all screaming, right? We see a couple, right?
I like it.
A couple. Yeah, you know what? No. It's a animal transport full of diseased animals. We're in the middle of the Atlantic.
Hmm?
A giant boat.
Okay.
Filled with oil. Oil spills. Yeah, you know what? I got nothing.
Don't
fail. Still in the desert.
Please. We can make it longer. We can edit it together. It's okay. So good. I love it.
Okay. All right. You know what? Oil spills. You know what? I'm sorry. Fuck it. We're in space. Darkness.
Okay.
Right? We see a single star.
Can I say one thing? What, am I the idiot that keeps buying everything? Everything you do. And then you start all over again. I go, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
I'm like the idiot guy on the network side. You know, maybe it's my first day on the job. Okay. Keep going.
Okay. I don't want to do the bit anymore.
I've never asked you to do it before, and I'm going to
ask you. I don't want
to
do the bit anymore. I have another bit.
Listen to me.
Can I do another bit? This is going to be a good cartoon.
What about my Johnny Cash song? Hello.
Wait, hold on.
No. Stop. Cut his mic off. Cut my mic off. Wait a second. That would be senseless. So just leave his off. I went and hosted that thing.
You're being a bit bully right now.
No, I'm not. I'm going to tell you why. I hosted that thing I didn't want to host on Sunday. Not because I didn't want to be a part of it, because I was nervous as shit.
Uh-huh.
What did you say to me? Remember,
it has nothing to do with my comfort zone.
It does, too.
No, it doesn't. I just got bored with that bit.
Oh,
I have
right.
another thing.
You're right.
Do you really think you're right, or do you not want to keep arguing?
Oh, no, I really think you're right.
Yeah.
It's a difference between you don't feel it.
Yeah, I just got...
And then it's when you don't feel it and you have to do it, it's painful.
Okay, listen.
It's called performing in front of a bad audience.
Listen. This is a preview.
I think we should take a break and let Katie get out of here and then come back and wrap it up.
Let's close on this. This is a preview for a new Pixar movie.
No, we can't close on this.
No, close this segment.
What time is it?
It's
How long have we done?
We've now done like.
Honest, Katie. Katie adds a little bit. She
no,
goes,
I'm trying to do the math. I'm just
Chris, you know?
What's the matter? I can't joke with you anymore? Okay.
Hey, from the studio that bought you Cars and Planes comes a new feature film, Things.
Who said that?
Nothing. I'm saying that.
That's right. We were joking. You know who said that? You to me 3 days ago.
Yeah. I saw a preview for the new Pixar movie, which is Planes now. And it's
Wait,
like, just
really?
Yeah, just do a movie called Things. Hey, it's a bottle of water. It's talking. Hey, I'm a pen.
I still like Pixar.
It's all a bunch of pens. So anyway, Cody Woods is an elite group with mm-hmm. only three people
mm-hmm.
out of my 30 years in the business. And I add 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And by add, you mean subtract?
No, I add 10 years to. I'm joking. Like, I've been doing it 30 years. I go, I add 10 years. It's really 20. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Stayed up later than I could. To the end, it gets childlike because I'm like, no one stays up later than me. Brendan Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Woods.
And Gary Busey.
Take it nice and easy.
My array of friends is so
yeah.
Gary Busey.
Uh-huh.
And Gary Busey. Gary motherfucking Busey. But we had fun, and so he's an elite group of friends mm-hmm. that has stayed up later than me.
I've stayed up later than you.
No, you haven't, Daniel, ever.
Not once?
No. No, stop it. It's childlike. You know it's not true. I can see it in your eyes. You know it. Come on.
I mean, that's probably true.
Yes.
I'm the first person to go.
I always feel like I'm always the one. Yeah. People start smelling it. That's why I started having food to keep people there. You know, I started as a joke, but then I started doing it. Oh, yeah, right about 11:30, you say, yeah, I have Pop-Tart ice cream sandwiches, like they have at Carl's Jr. now, I think, or somewhere. So you say, oh, yeah, I have that. They go, oh, yeah, really? I go, yeah, at midnight. And they're like, oh, come on, let me go get one now. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. And then they stay till midnight. And then at midnight, after you eat those, you go, you like prime rib? Slice thin.
And then at like 2 a.m., you go, hey, what do you guys want for breakfast?
You want breakfast? Oh, you like breakfast?
I got a full.
You like to have the thing of your choice blow you as you eat breakfast? It's the guy. He doesn't deal with sexuality.
The thing of your choice.
Like whatever your thing is that's your uh-huh. choice, you'll get that before breakfast. You know, it'd be like saying to, oh, never mind, I'm a little bit out of it right now. I get nervous when I get like this.
No, keep doing the bit. No. Come on, Todd.
I realized I made a mistake.
You did. I could still make a jokey joke.
I hate to be caught in a foxhole with you.
Do you know why they call it a foxhole?
Yes.
Why?
I don't need to talk about it. Eurovision Song Contest. That's right. Listen. Would you like to hear me? Thank you.
I've heard this.
Listen. See what I do for people? Come on, everybody.
Hey, that's not funny. That's my country's national anthem.
Come on, let the song breathe. Let the song breathe. Chris on drums, go nuts. This is my song. Come on, enjoy it. You only live once. This is music. Hey! Hey! Bum 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 bum. Hey, Mr. Eurovision Song Contest man, would you like to hear my song?
By the way, just to clarify.
Jesus, whoa.
Just to clarify.
Whoa. And I'm to George Carlin.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to come back in gentle.
Oh, I wanted to jump in before you got into a bit
or
something.
What do you want to clarify?
That I wasn't trying to be like racist about Chinese people when I was talking about the
I thought the exact opposite. I thought there's two ways to explain why somebody does something. One is intelligently. There's a reason. It's not that that woman. Hey, if what you're saying is true, it makes a little sense maybe that she wasn't stupid. It's just like there's a reason that she, if that's true in those countries and she's here and she doesn't you know,
yeah.
Yeah, you still have to learn the rules when you're here, but at least explains it. Like, okay, that's where it...
No one really follows, like, the places I went to. No one really follows the rules of the road at all.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very, there are bikes everywhere, mopeds.
Were you telling us the story about the ambulances?
Yes. Like
on the air, did you tell us?
No.
Oh, tell me.
Where, like, when I was in Jakarta, because there's the traffic.
Heard it.
The traffic there is infamous. And some people told me that if someone's sick, they don't even call an ambulance because no one gets out of the way. There are so many cars and mopeds, they just go themselves because they can run the lights and just get there quicker. And there are mopeds, like in Vietnam, they have like, you can get like a moped, and in Cambodia too, you can get on the back of someone's moped. It's called like a moped taxi or something. And then like when I would be walking down the street, like I'd see these guys like following me on their mopeds. And then I'd be like, hey, where are you going? You want to get on? And there was a part of me that was like, fuck, you know, if I was maybe 10 years ago or if I was more adventurous, I would like to get on. But like, I don't know. I just feel weird sitting in the back of some guy's moped. I don't know where he's taking me. It's fun.
Right.
I think he knows where I need to go. But really, at this point, I can't do anything.
You're saying it's like you're sort of dating.
Yeah. You're like, oh, this is fun. Ooh, nice muscles. Where are we going? I don't know.
You have a little music you could play, background the moped music, you know, something like Italy. You just picture you're in Italy.
But background guy on guy moped.
You know, I'm sitting there going, hey, are we going to the war museum? He's like, yeah, war museum, white guy. I'm going to drive you out into the field and fucking kill you with one of the American guns.
The story took a weird turn.
Yeah, it did.
Why did it have to? I was picturing you having a nice ride and it gets you where you need to go.
No, I never got on one.
You're holding on.
I had a hard time.
I got one.
This is just like a perception.
Pardon me. Go ahead.
This is just like a just a cultural thing. But like even with the mopeds, they would go, "Hey, where are you going?" Right? I'm a grown man. I'm walking down the street, minding my own business. The guy pulls up. Hey, where are you going? And then you go, "No, I don't need a ride." And then they keep following you. You go, "No, come on. Where are you from?" I go, "No, I'm from America. I'd like to engage you, but I don't need a ride." So, and then they go, "Where do you need to go?" And it's like at one point you want to go, fucking guy. What do you think you're going to convince me? All right. You're right. Let me get on the back of your moped.
You know what?
Let's go. Where are we going?
Vroom, vroom. I am not a mannequin.
I'll show you Saigon, mister.
And then your his scarf is blowing and he's taking you everywhere.
Or my scarf.
Where would he take you, Daniel?
My
vroom,
scarf.
Vroom.
He's chewing on a cigarette he rolled.
Daniel, listen to this. If it was everywhere you wanted to go, like you had the guts to get on the back of this moped, you finally go, fuck it, I do want to do it. You know, you got to go on, and the guy takes you everywhere. If he was telling the journey of the story, what would he be saying by where you wanted to go? Over here is this, and you know he's taking you everywhere you want to go.
I'm going to not do the bit, but I'm going to talk about the bit.
All right, that's okay. Because I threw a lot at you.
I know. You're like, okay. This would be hilarious, right? If all these things happened.
I thought Paul F. Tompkins was here.
Oh.
Can I tell you something? The reason I don't think that's an insult to George Carlin.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, even in a joking way, because I don't put myself there even.
Okay.
To truth, between me and you, if someone threw me that much, I get very nervous.
Yeah, I need 20 minutes.
Hey, as much as I can do bits, when things get thrown at me and I don't feel it, I don't feel it. I get it.
Yeah.
But Paul F. Tompkins is like subhuman.
Right. Right.
Past, or, I think I'm funny, and
Greg
I think
Proops.
You're funny. Yeah,
yes.
Greg, exactly.
I'm with you on this. Yes.
I still think I'm funny. I'm still very confident. My skills might be different, but theirs, fuck, you throw shit at them. It's funny. I'm glad you say Greg, because you're right. It's the same exact thing. So when I said that, I just meant, like, even, I'm sorry. The last
I don't know why I had to act like an insecure girlfriend.
Thank you. I tricked you into admitting it. That was my goal. I don't hope you don't
Todd,
mind.
Todd, stop taking pictures in these weird moments.
I know. I like to see the real you.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, come on. Hey, I heard your mom might pass away.
Okay,
oh, my
Todd,
God. That's a winner right there. That's a winner.
Whoa.
Hey, oh, by the way, bad news. Beijing called. No, she's fine.
What Beijing have to do with this?
Where's your girlfriend from? Where's she from?
She's from San Francisco. But she lives in Asia.
No, she lives. Sorry, that's a good.
She lives in Malaysia.
Malaysia. Why do I say Malaysia?
Because actually, that's the correct way to pronounce it.
Believe me, it's an accident. I'm saying it that way.
Well, that's actually the right way. Malaysia is actually wrong.
You get it? I'm so wrong. I'm right.
Yeah, you're so you're so wrong. You're still wrong.
Thank you. What are you doing over there?
Malaysia. How do you say?
Malaysia.
Oh, it's Danny with the traffic.
Those Malaysians don't even know how to say Malaysia.
Malaysia.
We have to go. Okay, listen. Is this a funny bit? There's a maybe a card.
Did you know if you Google Malaysia, it says, "Did you mean Singapore?" That joke kills over there.
I don't even get it.
Local humor.
I don't get it.
I know you don't get
but
it.
Not
that's
even in a
I did it because
way.
I knew I was going to follow it up with that kills over there.
Well, good. All one of our listeners from Singapore will love that
joke.
We
actually probably have more than one.
Hey, okay. Look at him biting. You know what I like? He's coming down. I put him in charge now. You can't do shit like that. He's going to be all over you.
This is a podcast.
This is a professional. Tell him what I told you to
this
tell him.
This is a professional
him.
Show.
Tell him.
We're right next to Tosh.0 and, like, The View on iTunes. This isn't just your run-of-the-mill podcast.
Tosh.0 and View?
Come on.
Things
have changed a bit since you've been here. Let's just say that. But continue, wow. Please.
I listen.
Chris,
I just want
Chris
to
say, is in charge now.
It's a treat to have you here today. Cody, God bless you.
What about Kevin?
You know how hard it is? Kevin's here too.
It is Kevin.
By the way, okay. Hold on. Listen, I know what I'm talking about. Let's do one thing at a time. We're going through everything on this page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
We're getting through it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. I'm going to go to this thing here, and we're going to do the sip the drink thing. But let's do this first. I thought it would be a funny cartoon,
mm-hmm.
Or just a weird scenario. But to me, I picture it as a cartoon because you know now that they're I overtly talk about it. So what if you had this father? It's twisted funny, I think. Very twisted. Mm-hmm. No, not that twisted. The father and the mom passes away.
Mm-hmm.
The father feels that she would need a mother more than a father. And mm-hmm. now their mother was gone, and she knew the mother was one of the kid needs a mother more than a father. So that's what he thinks, by the way. Mm-hmm. Kid that's loved is loved. But he thinks that. So he mm-hmm. goes, and he has a sex change and becomes mm-hmm. the mother.
Mm-hmm.
So now she just has a dead father and a live mother. And is there anything? I became a woman for you. I give you kids everything.
But, no.
I thought when you were younger, I thought you needed a mother more. And I had a sex change
Dad,
for you.
Dad, that's mom. I mean, mom. Look, that's true, right? And it was a very sweet gesture, but you don't understand.
I'm not happy like this.
But you don't understand that at seven, now, on top of dealing with the death of my mother, I had to psychologically deal with the fact that my father was now a woman. You didn't help.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I did this for you. Do you know how much damage
that ended up causing me?
Oh, my.
I thought I had to follow your footsteps and become your son. That's why I sound like a guy now.
That's a weird, fucked up family. No, it's not.
Oh.
I don't judge.
All right.
I'm serious. Seriously.
That would be a very misguided reason to get gender reassignment surgery.
Oh, right. Okay, so that is a weird situation.
Yes, that would be a weird situation.
We're not making fun of anything that would happen in real life. No. I was about to say, I think we might have been.
No.
But then I instantly saw we weren't.
No, I think we're fine.
You're so soothing. Soothing. Okay, so listen. I thought that was funny.
Well, let's do the sippy, the drink thing.
You know how hard it is to prove you're crazy in this country? Can you put your hat?
Well, I'm going to get the drink.
Well,
I know where you're going.
Now. Okay, hold on. I'll wait. What are you doing?
I'm doing this thing with my phone.
Play this. Play this right here. Play Frank Sinatra Jr.
You just ruined it.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Right?
Yeah, it's okay. I want to point it out. Play Frank Sinatra Jr. I want Daniel to hear this. I'm waiting. Hold on.
We're going to edit this out.
No, it's okay. All this can stay. All this can stay. Daniel will be over here in 1 second. He's over there making noise, and he read a book on how to do anything that agitates Todd. I don't think that's going to work. God, you're scaring me. That's not enough ice. Okay. I hope this is funny. Hold on. Oh, don't really drink it. It's a prop.
Okay, go ahead.
What if you were, you know what would be funny?
So here's, I was at a bar.
the guy goes, I picture this really heavy guy and he's on the set, like 1,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps, but he's an extra and he keeps eating the prop food.
It's not even real food.
He's eating the prop.
It's clay.
There you go.
It gets me every time.
they go, that guy's eating the prop food and nobody wants to say anything. And then it cuts to him.
Oh, these are so good.
No, no, he goes, oh, my God, these are disgusting. And you go, Tom, we told you it's not real food.
Oh, yeah. You think it's funnier
it's
that
so
way?
It's so good. Look, it gets me every time.
I always think they're cinnamon buns, but they're wood.
Okay, let's do this. So I think, do you want to set this up?
Well, yeah.
Or should I?
I'll set it up.
Okay, go ahead.
How about Brian Regan's bit about the sofa bed?
We'll set it up.
I'm decided I'm going to go out on the road as a Brian Regan cover band. You know how there's Neil Diamond and then there's Super Diamond? I'm going to be Super Regan. Go out as Regan, do the smaller theaters in his area. Mm-hmm. It'll, you know, and I'll give him a cutback on it. I go. So I
oh,
do.
You will? That's nice of you.
Yeah, well, after he leaves the city, I play the day after. Because you figure the hardcore fans still go to see Brian. But then once he leaves, so the ones that go, fuck, I didn't get to see Brian Regan, they come see me.
Okay.
They go, you know what? Super Regan's pretty good. The word spreads eventually. Can I be honest with you?
Regan 2.
Can I tell you? Listen, here's what the word ends up being. It's got a little bit of a weird twist. The word out on the street is that Super Regan is better. And I almost feel bad for Brian. I didn't ever want it to be that. But, you know, my show is...
Are you going to do Brian's bits, or are you going to do your own bits as Brian Regan?
No, I do Brian's bits. It's like Super Diamond. You do the hits. I do you
can we,
too.
Can we do this, please?
Yeah, sure. Do whatever you want. Thanks for...
This is how you know a date is not going well, right? If you're on a date with somebody, guy or girl, this could work for both, mm-hmm. and they keep going back to their empty drink.
They're bored out of their goddamn mind.
They're bored out of their goddamn mind, right?
Nothing's going well
if you hear this, if you see and hear this on a date. Okay.
Should I be like a woman?
No, it could be two guys on a date. I don't know why you have to make
it
gender specific.
I don't want the show to be alternative. We're just regular people.
Okay, we're two ambiguously looking people on a date. Like, if you look at both of us, you couldn't tell.
By the way, I'll do it as a guy, but this is going to be our first homosexual sketch on the show.
Oh, my groundbreaking. Can you please get to history before this ice melts?
All right, here we go. Well, I grew up in Florida, but you know, I guess. Uh-huh. Oh wait, whoa! We need restaurant noise. Do we have any?
Of course.
By the way, Chris Burden is doing a wonderful job tonight. You know, we know how much accolade we need. He doesn't get the bells, the whistles, and the jingles. He got two ice cream sandwiches and a shitty fucking song from Lynn. And there, I said it.
And you charged him for the sandwiches.
When I'm good.
And he went out and bought his. No, I do owe him. I owe him a lot of ice cream.
So, no, where are you from?
Oh, well, I grew up in Florida outside. Well, I grew up in Miami. Miami's so hot, you know, it's a little too much for me. Like, I was like, I have to go out. It's just, I can't take it. It's just so hot. I was like, I can use 80 degrees. It's the mild temperature. You know what I mean? When they get into the mild. But I never liked it up there. I don't think people are that. It's a weird town. If you don't know everyone, people are just, seems like they're not friendly. You know, I go out at night. I try to talk to people. But I didn't know what I wanted to do. Like, I didn't want to go back to school, per se.
Yeah. No, it's
but at
great.
The same time,
it's
I don't
great.
Like what I'm doing. I don't want to do it the rest of my life. It's like, you know what I mean? They say you can only go backwards once, you know, so. But
stop. Can you hear the ice thing?
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can?
I can. Anyway.
Chris, what are you doing over there? Wait, what are you helping?
I'm just drinking water.
Oh.
Maybe he was doing background water drinking noises. This sounds like anybody could do what we're doing right now.
By the way, this is
a podcast.
The funny thing is, if you see a guy actually breaking ice with a straw, he's really bored.
Do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
So anyway, but then I said my aunt at the time raised me like I was her own. She was a wonderful woman. The problem is she started
doing... Oh, motherfucker. Yeah, no, go ahead. Fucking, why do they tuck them in like this?
Hold on. I got to set the picture. Daniel is sitting here. Okay, in this scene right here, hold on. We're supposed to believe that I am so driving you crazy that you've resorted. You have to get your anger out somewhere. So you're going to pretend that you're just sort of chopping your ice apart like a normal person that's having a drink, you know? Right. Here we go. You ready? But you got to get your aggression out somewhere. I don't know. You know, I always felt like I'm not spiritual, but I like to definitely, you know, put myself out there. And I didn't ever think I'd go to church. And
yeah,
I found that
no,
the
I
Lord.
Get it. Yeah.
You know what I found out? When you accept the Lord,
the sure.
Lord is going to definitely take you in and love you. And I always was. Not.
Oh wow, I really did it.
Can I tell you, I hope that was as funny for everybody at home that it was for us.
Because the table is covered in ice.
That's
and
the
water.
New name of the show. I hope it was as funny for you as it was for us.
Anyway, that was actually, that bit was born out of a real thing. I was at a bar having lunch.
Oh, your stories are real.
And this guy was on a date with this girl, and she was super boring. I was listening in, and I see him just fucking
you can turn that background
sucking
music
on
off.
That soda.
Where are you going?
Let me get rid of this, because I know it's bothering you already.
Well, no, it's not. Can you keep busy?
Hold on. It's not bothering me at all.
Go ahead. On the table.
I'll be the waiter. Hello? That wants to clean the table for his own reasons.
Hello?
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He likes
no, I think we're good.
Let me get that for you, huh?
No, I think that's clean. That's
no,
thank
no,
you.
Let me get it.
No, no, no.
Hello?
No, let me.
No, I think it's fine.
No. Let me get that for you, right? I'm
not done. I'm not done yet.
Hold on. Let me
no, you one. Just brought that over.
Let me straighten it up.
You haven't even left since you brought the food.
On. Let me just straighten the area up a little bit. At least brush some of those crumbs off.
No. That's
come
not,
on!
They're not crumbs.
There's a certain way to eat, sir, and you got slop everywhere. Let
no,
me wipe your
these crumbs
table.
Are part
why
of the meal.
Like
it's steak. In crumbs.
Just because you're
it's crumbs
the
on the steak.
It's like it's a power trip. You're fine. Look at the way you eat. I want to straighten it up so my restaurant looks nice.
All
right. You got shit everywhere. Let me make
okay,
a
fine. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Straighten it out.
Clear his table off.
No. I'm not done eating yet.
I'll bring you out a fresh one. That's how bad he wants to the owner of the restaurant. It's my way of saying, am I too high?
Don't devalue the experience.
You know what I mean? It's like I snap out of it. Like that was a silly bit. Like
it was a silly bit.
That could be me at a restaurant as the owner of a restaurant. Right, I'd be like,
come
listen to this.
Let's hope we'll see that on TV.
By the way, you know what I realized? It's hard to admit your.
That would make a good TV show, Todd. Don't you think?
What?
You as an owner in the restaurant? Ah, that would never happen.
No, that's. No, listen, it's in this country, has this been talked about?
In this country, I always get nervous when somebody starts a statement with,
no,
you
good.
Know, in this country.
In this, hello?
Blacks used to know their place. Could go that way.
No, come on. Mark that.
Oh, come on. It could go that
all right,
way.
Leave it in.
Leave right. it in.
What would go with it? This show?
No. Some people, those statements. You know, in this country.
Oh, right. Now I get it. You're
yeah.
right. Something could either become very
be
intelligent
or yes.
fucking horrific.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I get it. There you go. Saved us the editing.
I know
you know what
saying.
Might make you feel not too high, Todd? You just did karaoke for a while.
All right, hold on. That's a good idea. Don't hurt his feelings.
No, I
always,
okay, go
always
ahead.
Be positive. We might do a song, I guess, if you're asking.
What's on the list?
All right, listen. Come on. We're talking about something. What were we just talking about?
The next thing on the list.
No, we weren't. And I know when you do this to me, you know what I was talking about, but you don't want to tell me because then you'll have to hear it. So it's a trick. It's not even. Think about that. He knows that. Like, what was I talking about? And I could see in his eyes because he's like, I go, you fuck. You know
no,
what
no,
it is.
No, I actually don't. I think it might have been something about restaurants. Restaurants. You owning a restaurant, you'd be bad at it.
Yeah, who cares? Okay. The listeners know because they can re-listen.
Mm-hmm.
We can too. It's hard to in this country.
Yeah,
I go right back to it. This is true. Now, is anyone?
Oh yeah, in this country.
Yes, it's hard to prove you're crazy. You know, you cut someone's head off. I get it, whether they're insane. Either way, like, but I'm looking at it. What's funny is, like, from their perspective, I just picture somebody like Jesus Christ. You know, they're sitting in their cell. What do I got to do to prove I'm crazy? I stabbed somebody 17 times. I cut their head off. And they're still in the court debating it. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I don't want to live in a world where you can't prove you're crazy. It's so hard.
You could. Yes.
I know we're trying to decide if they're normal crazy or.
Well, I mean, you could still be crazy and, you know, be belong in jail.
You know what I believe instead? I want to be so radical on the show. Is that what they call it when they think? Is that radical means too nice? Come on, now you're really caring about people. Is that what radicals are? Or
no.
Is it the other way? Oh, it's either way.
Radical could describe, you know, either way.
Right.
Yeah,
okay,
either
I'm
position.
Sorry. You think it's wrong that I learned that at my age, or is that okay? Should I leave that in?
I think as long as you learn something, it's okay.
Thank you. I learned two things. I learned to leave it in.
Yeah.
I'm smarter than everybody right now.
As long as you never stop learning.
You're right. Great. Why don't you play that and then play the Todd Glass Show after it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make it a jingle.
Chris, did you send me that?
I'm crazy.
Song? Yes. That was such a good
play
song.
This, Junior.
Portland Joe.
Hey, Junior, I'm going to start calling you Junior.
Now, you said you hate Frank Sinatra, right? You despise him. Listen to this. This is his son. Swear to God, to George Carlin. This is his son.
Start spreading the news.
Is that true? Is that you said
George Carlin?
I'm leaving today.
Okay, hold on.
I want to be a part of it.
Okay.
New York, New York.
The family knows he didn't get the voice. Right?
Yeah. Are longing to stray.
So you're,
I don't know, is that good?
Right.
Okay, listen.
The very heart.
Now listen, play Frank Sr. Now, if you hate Frank altogether, this isn't going to be fun for you. But for me, it is. Because I don't like if he stood for anything bad. But like, just may pretend you know nothing about him as he was as a person. I don't even know what's true, what's not. But let's may pretend it's just the music. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy some of the, you said you hate it. You despise it?
I don't know if I said that.
Well, that's what I remember you saying. You never said that. I'm taking something you said casually and trying to be funny with it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you didn't get it and you made me feel horrible.
Sometime. I'm sorry. I don't. I'm trying to remember because I do have mixed feelings about Frank Sinatra.
Oh, you are.
So,
yeah. What type of feelings do you have? Be honest.
Well, on one
Sometimes
point, I
think...
admire him. On one point, I admire him as a singer. You know, songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
On another, you know, from another angle, I'm extremely sexually attracted to him.
See, now that's
so,
interesting.
You know, that's like my conflicting.
That's interesting. That's interesting. I'm the person that doesn't. You don't get a reaction.
Yeah.
Now that's interesting. That's interesting.
You ever say something like that when you're doing radio, and then they don't laugh. They just ask you a follow up. You're like, that was. I don't have a follow up to my punchline.
Right, right, right.
I usually bring up another topic.
Okay, so listen. Can you try for me?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I love this so much? Like, to me, that's his son, and then do Frank now. Come in nice and loud.
He makes it sound cool.
Vinnie Falcone takes the baton now to conduct one of the most exciting pieces of music of all of my years. This Don Costa arrangement of the Fred F. John Kander love song to the city that never sleeps and the ball team that lost. Start spreading the news.
Of course.
I'm leaving today.
Okay, I will be honest. This is some when I hear this music, I do get it. You know, I used to think, yeah, but I get the smoothness. I don't know a lot about music, but it does something for like sounds so cliche, but Sunday mornings, there's something about just sort of let it soak in for like 20 seconds. If you never really let it soak in,
stop.
Hold on,
because I think here I remember what I said about Frank Sinatra. I would love. To enjoy this,
play it
this much.
Turn it on so I can control it. Just let it keep going.
If it keeps going, we're going to be way into the song by the time.
That's okay. We'll start it over. Start it over.
The fact that a lot of those songs were written and arranged by other people for me takes away the, you know what I mean? Like if he was the guy who created this whole thing by himself and he wrote these songs and that's like, you know, I'm sure he did a lot. I don't know how many he wrote or not, but I know that some of the biggest hits he didn't write.
Start
so he's playing a character.
I'm leaving today.
And what you're doing?
Hold on, hold on.
I want to be a part.
You're right. I don't like it.
New York. New
hold on.
York,
let me just. It's gonna be. I'm gonna be a little self-indulgent. But let me do a one-man show here. Ready? No, you're right.
They are longing to stray.
I thought it had something.
Right through the very heart of
I used to think his voice had a smoothness.
New York, New York.
Not even joking around.
I want to
I see why this would not...
In a city
I don't get how this would bring anybody pleasure wafting through the house on a Sunday morning. I just,
and
I don't fucking get it.
I'm king of the hill. Top of the heap.
Not even joking around.
Small,
it's almost annoying. Like, give me some fucking earplugs.
I didn't say I didn't enjoy it. I just, you asked me how come I'm not.
I will make a brand new start.
Can I tell you something? I have never looked at you and felt more horrible. You looked at me like, oh my God, Todd, I casually. The truth is, here's why I felt bad. And you're going to, no, I get it now.
you didn't go off that like that. You were like, it's not my cup of tea. You didn't negate it as a type of music. And I'm doing a parody of that, but you thought I was serious. But that is very funny to have.
No, I do love, by the way. I love some, you know, I love these songs.
I knew you did.
I get the purpose they serve. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm not this, you know, I don't buy into the whole image. You know, because to me,
I agree, because a lot of that stood for negative.
Exactly.
Well, but I set it up
that
way.
You did. I know.
Ugh.
I think it's just the fact that, it, you know, he's hailed as this great artist, you know. He was a great singer.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra was a great singer.
I wanted to separate it tonight. I must know what you mean if I took the time to separate it.
I'm sorry.
I get that exists. And you can't in real life. It's a may-pretend thing. That's what's good. You get to may-pretend. Like, what if it was just about the music and he was some great person and you knew he... You know, people tell you,
but even like all that mafia shit, like, it was all so stretched out.
It's not your thing. But I meant just the music.
He's a great singer.
It's hard to separate it. I do understand.
And he was a terrific actor and a great singer.
Can I tell you a story you told me about? Daniel used to be a big Barry Manilow fan, and he saw him be rude to somebody at the store, and now he won't buy any more of his CDs.
That's true.
Yeah. Sure.
I saw him be rude to.
We gotta close.
He's still putting out CDs.
Who?
Barry Manilow.
I'm
sure.
I hope he is. I mean, oops. To George Carlin, I have never bought a Barry Manilow CD. That's why that's funny. I hope he is.
No,
you guys all looked at me like you caught me, you motherfuckers.
Barry Manilow.
I write the songs, I hee-hee-hoo-hoo.
You know, he didn't write that song.
He didn't?
Oh.
Who wrote that?
Isn't that like an old joke? I write the songs
with kids with pimples sing.
That's not it.
That was an old song. Where's that girl? What's she up to? What's that girl up to? Seriously. Who is? Oh, look at her. Walks out onto the stage.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head.
Eating a cheeseburger in between the words. She's singing, but then she takes a quick bite of her hamburger. Shh, watch. Now watch. She bites the hamburger.
I want you to want me.
Look at her. Watch. Is this... People say you don't notice unless you go to the show. Look, she's eating french fries out of her pocket. See? She gets right back to the song. Isn't this crazy? This is... Listen. Watch. She eats a whole Reese's cup.
How does she maintain that figure? I mean, she's so thin.
That's why it's amazing. People come see her. She loves to eat
and
sing.
Is she also anorexic?
No.
Does she throw up between worth two?
Watch the closing.
Watch.
Shh, watch the closing. You got to let it breathe. It's worth watching the closing. She's throwing everything up as she sings.
Oh, my God. Is she shitting, too? Oh, that's disgusting. Look at her dress. Her entire dress is ruined. Oh my God. That was such a beautiful dress. 16 feet of skirt. Ruined. Is she crying now?
Stop it. Stop.
Oh my God, hold on. Is she lying down on the stage? Oh, she's rolling around in it.
No.
Oh no. Oh my God, she's rolling around in it. She's singing. And now she's getting up and she's showering. She's cleaning herself up. It looks like she's getting her shit together.
Hot
and
water.
She's applying for a job in an office and she gets it and she decides to finish her high school and get a diploma. And now she's married with kids and she feels good about her life.
Oh my God. Daniel?
Tell a joke.
Jesus Chris. Christ. Where did you get that sound effect? Because I made it.
Oh, well.
Can I tell you, my head is going to explode. I hope people are where we're at right now. Certainly a fun place for me to be.
Okay, so what do we got? What do we got left?
By the way, I thought you have to go. That was so disgusting where it ends up. It's funny. I got to make that a cartoon.
I'm so.
Come on, how can you picture that as a cartoon?
Very limited.
What do you mean it was funny? She's rolling. But the whole time the beautiful voice comes out. That's only funny if they can use that song. Here's what they go. Ever since Todd found out about the cartoons, he hadn't stopped talking about it. Ended up being the death of the show. I'm so excited.
About what?
I don't know. I'm reunited.
What?
I'm so excited. I'm reunited.
Who are you reunited with?
Nah. Just about to lose my mind. I think I like it. What a fun show.
All right.
We're going in for the close.
Yeah.
You guys want me to sing? I'll sing. I don't give a shit.
Can I plug something?
Plug anything you want. Plug away.
Can I plug my Facebook page?
Yeah, why are you talking funny?
I don't know. But I have a Facebook page.
It's exciting. I'm very happy
I'm updating
for you.
It.
I knew
know.
Things were going to fall
into
place.
You know, it's
place.
Not easy. Not anybody can get those.
Is that true? No, it's no that is not true. I'm not an idiot.
So, you know, just go on there and click some stuff.
Be his friend, please. You know, when you beg like this and it sounds like you're not professional.
I mean, we got my Twitter game up. I appreciate that.
I
got a lot, you know.
Daniel, wouldn't you say by far the people of this podcast have been there for you at the worst of times?
Yes, Todd.
They've been here for you.
They've been here for me at the worst of times.
Remember.
And as soon as the music comes in, I'll tell you all about it. Do you remember about a year ago?
Yes.
When I decided to join Twitter? Those were desperate times. Those were desperate times. Remember I called my manager and I said, Alex, where is my career going? What are you doing? What am I not doing? And you know what he said? Mm-hmm. Hey, have you thought about tweeting? That sentence changed my life.
Is that true?
I got on Twitter and I started tweeting. And little by little, people started adding me. These people, our listeners, helped me out of the deepest, darkest corner of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that manager, by the way,
what was his name?
His name was Alex. He is... I go.
Has he passed away?
No. We're now married.
Oh, you wanted to end it nice.
Yeah, I wanted to end it nice.
Okay, fade the music out. We got it close. We really do have to come up with a close. By the way, that thing could have been the close.
Daniel Kino, you know, my bits are like my relationships. I come in strong, and then I peter out at the end.
Going out of my head.
Nothing here? That was...
I'm sorry. I'm busy producing a show. Katie's gone. I got the whole wheel by myself. Cody, shut the fuck up and let Daniel get a word in here.
Oh, shit. How about some goddamn respect? I got followers.
You know, I like him
I'm
better.
I'm verified.
I know he's funny because he doesn't talk that much. That's how you know he's good.
He doesn't need to prove it.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Cody's we're almost done. Jesus Christ. This is so unprofessional. All right, here we go. All right, I'll end with a song. And shut the fuck up, and I'm only doing one. And get the hell out of here.
Thank you so much.
Do we have reverb? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Well, I think I'm going out of my head. And I think I'm going out of my... The only way we can do it is to act really soft. It's the only way I can do it. Mm-hmm. Watch. It works.
I want you. I do want you. I need you. Somebody. I can't think of anything but you. And I think I got out of my head. I can't explain the things that I
Chris, pause it for a second.
Is this boring?
No, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Now, how do you think that's going?
Honestly, this is going to be a monumental.
No, don't start over.
This is going to be a monumental point of the show. What you've, I am.
How do you think?
I'm nervous.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
And what's buzzing? Maybe unplug it.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. This is going to be good.
We'll leave it on the unbuzzing side.
Well, unbuzzing is off.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect.
So we we'll be good. We'll play some music. Get that same song.
Okay, wait. Come on, back.
This is buzzing.
Okay, well, just once the music's on, you won't hear it. Okay, so anyway, so
well, how do you think that
okay,
was going?
Good. We're gonna do a test, and I'm begging people.
What do you mean, test? I'm asking you.
No, we're gonna have emailers. I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I hope.
That means if you say you don't know, that means you thought that was going great.
Oh, you think I was going to deny that?
Yeah.
Yes, I think there's a good chance.
You think there's a good chance
I'll
that sounded like semi...
Oh, no. That doesn't matter about that. It's my never-ending, genuine plight to George Carlin that I'm trying always... There's a little bit of truth that I want to be able to sing, but I know...
Okay, let me rephrase
okay,
the
listen.
Question. Let me put a scenario in front of you.
Oh, no, listen. Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna get to. This is silly, but I love ending the show this way. It's monumental for me.
Can I ask you? Can
no,
I rephrase the question?
No, because I think I'm gonna answer what you're trying to answer.
No, I don't think you will. Okay, go ahead.
Are you asking me? Look, I'm.
Here's what I'm asking.
Hold on. No, stop. You're asking me to really break down the wall, and that's what I'm afraid of. Does it?
No, I think I have a good way of framing it. Okay,
I thought that was enjoyable for the listener. Yes,
enjoyable in a sense that. Okay, let me ask you this. Okay.
Wait.
You say you are singing this song on stage at a wedding, right? Like the way you were, just how it was happening. Do you think people that were in that wedding and they're talking, and then this song comes on, and then you're singing it on stage? Do you think people would not bat an eye and just continue and go, "Oh, I like this song," or do you think they would go, "What's like what? That doesn't."
Okay. First of all, I love your honesty. And by the way, I'm going to make a sharp left and then make a motherfucking right and go completely the other direction. Mm-hmm. But I'm being real. You're right. You could be right. There's a chance you could be right. I'm not. But when you do the show, you sort of do start self. Okay, you know that in the context of the show.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you could be right, but I think you might be wrong. But we're going to figure it out. We're going to ask people. We're going to come up with a very – hold on. We're
the question
up,
is not whether or not people were enjoying that. I know people were enjoying that. That was very entertaining. I'm
then
talking,
why did you stop me?
Because I wanted to have this discussion. Which
to find out if I was somewhere where I would know better than do that, to ask me how it would go there? How would that go to karaoke bar? Horribly, and because I have good senses, I would never do that to someone. But this is a group of people that listen to the show. I would never, ever go do what I do at a karaoke bar. Now, you might go,
Todd, wouldn't?
That's hilarious. No, because, you know, I can come into a song here for 30 seconds and then get out of it and then talk, and then it's part of just like... fuck, I can't hit that note. I'll never be able to sing. Here it's a different type of a thing.
Oh, I know that. I was genuinely asking you if you thought that you had figured out way to sing that sounded good.
See, believe me, I know what you're doing, and you're not going to win because I think I'm right. You wanted to make pretend. How would that be somewhere where my instincts should go, of course I would never do that.
Oh, wait, I don't know. You must have misunderstood because there's no way I didn't think that was enjoyable for the listener.
I know, that's what I think is funny, that you knew that, but you still wanted to stop me go, how would have that worked at the mall? Well, probably not good. That's why I don't do it there.
Okay.
I just wanted to know how you thought
I don't
it
know.
Would go.
I think there was a part of you that sort of like the way you've been talking about it and the way you've been sort of, you know, like figuring out these tricks that I thought – I've been gone for a while
now.
And I thought you started to believe that you had figured out how to sing.
No. Now I get it. And by the way, it's weird that it seems like I'm throwing you under the bus, but I'm also defending you. Daniel knows me really fucking well. This is why you can, like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, you're right. You know what I mean? Like, you will figure out this thing about me, or I could probably figure out about you sometimes, and it's so on. But with this one.
All that money wasted.
I spent $50,000.
What? No, it's good, Todd. You know what? Try it again. My headphones weren't on. I'm
well,
using Katie's headphones.
I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my See?
See, now, I'm hearing it. No. That was great.
Oh,
that
really?
Yeah.
Over you.
Oh, yeah, I hear
over
it now.
You. Over really? You. Really?
Yeah, I hear it now. Over
you. Are you lying?
No.
I want you to want me.
That didn't No, wait, Chris, stop playing the recording and let Todd sing. That's
No, that was really me singing.
That what?
Shut the fuck up. Is it really good or are you just saying
shut
it?
The fuck up. I thought Chris was playing the actual song.
No, look. Watch,
that was you?
Watch this.
Oh, my God.
It is getting better. Have anything but you. And I think I'm going out of my head.
Wait, stop. Wait, did you guys, like, did you learn how to mimic the song?
No.
And it's you're actually playing the actual record and you're just moving your lips?
No. Watch this. I need you so badly, I can't think of anything but you.
Where did you get an a cappella version of that song? That's amazing.
It's me. I have a little echo in my voice, which I just took out, but that's totally me.
Really?
Are you serious? Play the song. Play the song. Watch closely. But you... That was out of time. I think I'm going out of my head. I can't explain the tears that I shed. I'm done. Everybody, this is a fun night. Fun.
You had fun. Right?
Over you.
This is a guy who is overconfident, but not really. You had fun. Right?
You had fun. Hey, didn't we have a good time? Right? Right? I want that a blast. Wasn't it?
Right.
Hey, they were good times. Were they?
I'm the best thing that ever happened to you.
How about this show?
Yeah.
How about this show, the way we ended big? Every goddamn time. Listen to the music. It's an event. Go crazy on the drums. Ladies and gentlemen, what a ride, huh? What a ride. It's crazy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, until next week, we'll get silly all over again. Well, we have to say goodbye. Daniel, goodbye.
Goodbye, Todd.
Goodbye, Jennifer. Goodbye, Cody. Goodbye. I'm blanking. Kevin. Jesus Christ. Good old Kevin. How about Chris on drums? Let him really shine. Shine on the drums.
Day and night, night and day and night. Is that the same song?
Day and night, night and day and night. Day and night, night and day.
You want to leave? I think we should leave. It feels like the end.
Yeah, we should just... Everybody, let's go.
All right, everybody, just back out. Don't make eye contact with him, but I think other people are leaving. We should go.
He sees you leaving.
He's looking right at me.
Guys, just go. We're not leaving yet.
No, you don't understand.
We all leave together.
Is he okay?
We got to get out of here. I have a weird feeling about this guy.
How long has he been doing this?
It's been 45 minutes. Right? I mean, look at your watch. He said goodnight a half hour ago, and then he launched back into it.
Day and night, night and day and night. Day and night, night and day and night. Day and night, night.
All right, turn it off.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.